you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Hey, Kevin and Bane, this is the one from Los Angeles, California. Let me sing that song from the Soul Train theme. Soul Train, Soul Train. Da 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 da. Soul Train, Soul Train. Da 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 da.
So you know what's going on here.
Right.
Do you like the show?
Yeah, it's a pretty good show.
Pretty good show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
How was that? I finally bottomed out.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I finally lost it.
You will never be a greatest jockey. You have lousy voice, lousy personality, and this will not change. Okay? So on the air, it's not for you.
Thank you, Ryan, very much. It's really good to be back with you again this year.
Dead man walking!
And now...
Go jump in a Great Lake 200.
On November 10th, 1975, the Edmund Fitzgerald sank in this largest lake in the Western Hemisphere. Kevin, what is Superior?
Yep. Our feature presentation.
Yeah, being, yeah.
Kevin, you knew
Sweet.
That?
Sweet. Yeah, it wasn't
yeah
really
that was
me.
Kevin on Jeopardy, and he should thank me because he knew that because he heard me talk about it for
That's
all those years.
Impressive. Yeah. Did you win some money?
A lot, yeah.
Really? Wow, good for you.
I picked the right suitcase, and then the banker called. And it was very nervous, but I hit that red button with all I had.
That's awesome.
You know what I'm saying?
Good for you.
Let's talk about, well, first of all, it's Kevin and Bean Show. Welcome, everybody. It's Thursday, the 10th of May. I see them.
She has such big boobs.
Okay.
Nicely done. Let's talk about this.
Tonight, a civil rights group is protesting a popular Louisville restaurant in response to O.J. Simpson being asked to leave during Kentucky Derby weekend. The night before the Derby, O.J. Simpson arrived at the upscale restaurant without a reservation. The owner, however, refused to serve Simpson and his party. Simpson reportedly took the invitation to leave in stride, but his female companion apparently screamed at the owner.
After she got done in my face with the free country, I said, listen, you're blonde. If I was you, you know, you better be careful. He might slit your throat.
Jeff Ruby went on to say the sight of Simpson in his restaurant getting so much attention, quote, turned his stomach. Other patrons apparently gave Ruby a standing ovation after O.J. Simpson left.
There you go.
And now some people are claiming it was racist.
Yes, civil rights outside doing a protest.
Nobody gets
because
treated.
Because he's black.
Yeah, he's so not black.
It's because he's black, Lisa. It has nothing to do with watching 8 months of every second of a trial where he killed some dudes.
That makes me laugh.
Yeah.
You're blonde. You better be careful.
He'll slit your throat.
He does have a type.
As a restaurant owner, they always have that sign on the wall that says you can refuse service to anyone you want as long as it's not in violation of federal law, which would be because of, you know, somebody's race, for instance, or sex or religion or something like that. As long as that's not the reason, it sounds like you can say, hey, you're squirrely. I don't want you in my restaurant.
Yeah, I don't think that he broke any
I think
any
there's
laws.
A case to sue, for instance, if somebody was thinking of doing that.
Do you think that somebody said, hey, you're squirrely?
Well, I don't think those were exact terms, but I'm just saying, I'm using that as an example of you could do that in a restaurant if you wanted. And I don't think you could be sued for it. But it's funny because, you know, in every interview that OJ gives, he says he gets treated great everywhere he goes. And at least now there's one instance of where that wasn't the case.
Never does anyone look at him wrong, talk to him wrong. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. That same restaurateur, by the way, must be a pretty high-profile place there in Louisville, but Michael Jordan apparently came in a few minutes after O.J. left. Michael Jordan came in, and he got served, so it seems to me like it's probably not a race thing.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Seems to me not really a black thing if the next black guy comes in the door and gets a seat. You know what I mean?
That's what white America wants us to think.
Well, that is true. I was watching some Jimmy Kimmel last night, who we still find hard to believe has his own late-night talk show, but... He's so funny and very funny talking about one of our favorite topics, which is the news coverage of the fires. I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but here's a little clip from Jimmy's show last night. It was great.
Meanwhile, most of the city of Los Angeles burned down yesterday. There was a huge, huge brush fire up the street from here at Griffith Park. It's a big park we have here. Hundreds of acres burned. It started yesterday. It's still going. You would think our governor would use his freeze breath to stop this, but he does. He sits there in Sacramento and does nothing.
That's a good point.
If there's one good thing about something like this, is that, well, nobody got hurt, at least so far. And it also, it gives our local news channels, it really gives them a chance to shine because they were all over the story all day and all night on every detail, no matter how minor, and they provided us with this edition of How Is This News?
Now listen to this report, this breathless report from the scene.
One woman needed a cell phone. She didn't happen to grab her cell phone when she ran out of her apartment. Another person lent her her cell phone. That was truly amazing.
Come on.
The human spirit burns hotter than any fire ever could.
Someone should tell her that words mean things.
That's a good point, Jimmy. Oh, it was truly amazing. She didn't have a cell phone. It's somebody lent her one. How great is that?
I love that segment. Awesome. How Is This News? He does that all the time with reports like that are absurd that they're on TV. Just absurd. It was truly amazing.
How's the fire doing, by the way? I didn't see much of an update this morning.
I think it's mostly
70% surrounded now.
Yeah, mostly kind of
they got contained.
Yeah,
they think they'll have full containment later today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good times.
Good times right there. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
We have Joe Rogan in the studio. Oh.
Love him.
So does Mike.
I know. I think we fight for him.
He's going to be in studio. He's got some stand-up coming up, and I think we're going to try and discuss the whole Barry Bond thing.
Excellent.
With him as well, because Barry Bond's about to break the home run record. A record a lot of people, you know, never thought would be broken, and now he's about to break it. And most people, would you say most people, Bean, are upset about that or don't want
absolutely
him to?
Don't want him to break it. Most people do. Yeah, well, white people don't want him to break it. Black people excited about it, looking forward to it, according to the new ESPN poll that's just out.
Because he's passing a black man's record, Hank Aaron?
I guess. I can't understand why you would want a guy who, you know, clearly cheated to get where he is to break the record and hold that record. The only good news in all this, and Mike pointed this out last week, is that his record may stand for a while, but it will be broken, and it will be broken within the next few years. So at least he won't go down in history forever. I mean, he'll have held it for a short time, but guys like Alex Rodriguez are so far ahead of where Barry Bonds was at his age that there's no question that they're going to break it.
Well, now, that's good news.
You say that he cheated, clearly. Was that proven? Is his one of those cases that was proven that he did the steroids?
He was taking steroids when they were illegal, but not on the list of, well, he may still be taking them for all we know. He doesn't do drug tests, right, Mike? He's not doing drug tests.
The Major League does these random drug tests that everybody has, so we don't really know who has or who hasn't because they don't come out with the results.
Okay. But they didn't add steroids until their list of banned substances in baseball until like 3 years ago.
It was like the late, like 1999. It became like an officially banned substance, anabolic steroids.
Okay, so he hasn't even been tested that we know of?
Well,
not that we know.
He did test positive for amphetamines last year and then quickly blamed it on another teammate.
Yeah, right. That's right. I didn't know what they were putting in me, right?
Yeah.
The problem was that when it was evident that everybody was doing steroids, when, you know, Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire and all these guys were all, you know, jacked up, obviously, baseball didn't do anything about it at the time, you know, so they really let a lot of bogus records into the record books.
And he has financial records of working with this company, Balco, the Bay Area Laboratories. Right.
And they're the ones who fingered him, if you'll pardon the expression.
Yeah, they did. They literally pointed out that we gave him this substance called the Clear and the Cream, which is a, you know, designer steroid, an anabolic steroid. And he says, oh, yeah, I use that stuff. I thought it was flaxseed oil. If you guys remember that, that was his quote. And, A, who rubs flaxseed oil on their body hoping to get performance enhancement? And, B, you're a professional athlete, an exceptional athlete. You know what you're putting in your body. It's not...
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. He has a point. He thought it was flaxseed oil. What are you going to do?
Usually it says flaxseed oil if you get flaxseed oil.
Well, you don't know.
You don't really have to have it.
You don't have to be a dick.
That's what we're saying.
I like Bean. I hate Barry Bonds for a lot of reasons.
You like Bean and hate Barry Bonds?
I'm much like Bean. I hate Barry Bonds. Because he's a dick, and also because, you know, he's a giant. So, I mean, being a lifelong Dodgers fan, I hate him, and I hope he dies. But at the same time, these people that say, oh, he cheated to get this record... Believe me, as someone who knows firsthand, you could take as much steroids as you want and lift weights all day, and you're never going to even get around on a major league pitch, let alone be able to hit him out of the ballpark.
But if you're a professional athlete and you take steroids, you know, it might give you that next level.
Sure, there's a handful of balls that would probably been can of corn pop flies that turned out to be home runs.
That's what it is.
Say the recovery is so much faster between games when you're on steroids?
There's certain There's a possibility that he might not be still in the league at age, what is he, 40 or, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We can't talk bad about steroids because Mike, you know.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
That's half his income.
I'm just saying that, believe me, he can get as buff as he wants, and you can take any musclehead. It doesn't matter how strong you are. If you can't hit baseballs, you can't hit baseballs. I mean, that was my point.
Oh, yeah, but we're not saying that he...
Yeah, I mean, he was hitting baseballs before.
That's how he got into the major leagues.
Right. There's a difference between a 400-foot fly ball that is an out and a 430-foot home run. You know what I mean? That gets the tally. There's a big difference. Look, you be the judge. We got to move on. We'll talk about this later. You be the judge. But here's a reporter after the last home run, after 7:45, talking to Barry Bonds. You tell me how he sounds to you.
Tell me you're going to stop.
I'm going to stop.
Promise?
No.
Yes?
Uh-huh. I mean, to me, that sounds like a guy who's on something.
Why does that kid want him to stop hitting home runs?
The kid was trying to get him to stop taking steroids, I think is what was going on there. But listen to the dude. He just sounds honked up.
He is out of it. Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
Let's talk about J.S. Giguere. Going to talk to him today.
Okay.
Yes.
Ducks, Red Wings. Series starts tomorrow in Detroit. Hate the Red Wings. So looking forward to that. We're going to talk to him.
They are certainly getting plenty of time off between rounds in the Stanley Cup, though, aren't they?
Boy, I'll tell you that. I of course,
it helps.
Never played, but you can imagine it helps a lot because they get so beat up by the time the playoffs come around. And they're just kind of limping through the Stanley Cup playoffs to get to the end of the season so they can get it. And they're not in prime shape, even close.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they're very excited about that. We're going to talk to Free Paris, the website. Maria Lopez on today's Kevin and Bean Show. Because I think we're with her that Paris should be freed, right?
We are.
We're
not with her.
I didn't think we were.
Okay.
Is she the one who has the petition, or is that somebody else? Because I know that petition is going strong.
If you would have heard the 2-minute conversation in the office with Lightning, he just melted down. I said
he doesn't have any idea who she is.
No, I said, or the website. I said, is this that person we've been talking about? He just made a bunch of noises. I don't know what that means. I think he actually has a shortcut. I mean, a short circuit. Zach Braff is on the show today. Going to talk to him about The X, which we're going to talk to him about that in about a half hour.
Great.
Could be funny, by the way. Great cast.
I liked
his movies a lot.
Love Amanda Peet, and she was great on our show. So
yes.
She was the best. The story she told.
Oh. And K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2007 tickets. Today we have a game called All Killer, No Filler. That's coming up a little bit later on today.
Yeah, it's another Manic Monday for you on K-Rock.
Actually,
anyway,
Thursday.
I'm Rodney, and here's a band.
All right. Thank you, Rodney.
You're also listening for a song. I just want to mention this quickly. In the 6 o'clock hour, if you want to win those tickets as well, and that is Got the Life by Korn. So if you hear that, be caller 20 between 6 and 7, and you will join us a week from Saturday at the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. That's coming up next. Dear Kevin and Bean, the email begins. I really miss listening to the morning recap about Lost. Are all of you haters? Is there not 1 ounce of love for our island friends and the others? I know they did us wrong, and I too was an angry fan, but I forgave Lost and gave them one more chance. Stop hating. Lost is back, baby, and better than ever.
Oh, relax.
Judy. Last night was awesome.
Yeah, we're all watching it except for Ralph.
Mm-hmm. Except for Ralph, yeah. You did get off on it, and everybody understood why you got off, why you stopped watching, because it sucked.
Nice.
But it really did kind of come back.
Well, I'm glad.
Last night was excellent.
But don't bother talking to Ralph about it.
Can't believe
it. Because he's made up his mind.
Yeah.
No, I'm happy for you guys.
He's
still watching that it's better.
Can't believe they all died.
Why is it so important that I watch it?
I don't care if you watch it.
Apparently you do. Don't talk to Ralph about it because he's not watching.
I'm tired of him trying to talk you into it. You're not going to watch it, so let's just let it go.
Yeah, I have let it go, Lisa.
Bean.
I'm not the one holding on to it.
I didn't bring it up.
Busy.
Shut up, Bean.
No, I brought it up, but I'm just saying,
it's 5:50 Thursday morning. Jax Blaff is going to be joining us just after 6 o'clock, as Joan Rivers so affectionately calls him on the red carpet. But he's actually Zach Braff, and we'll talk to him after the news. First, Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Speaking of Lost and television in general, this spring, television networks are suffering their worst ratings in the history of television.
Wow.
Yeah.
Over 2.5 million fewer people are watching ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox as the last time last year. NBC set a record last month for the least watched week ever on the network.
Wow.
Congratulations to them,
This is the least popular season ever for Survivor. ABC's Lost has lost half of its audience. Over 10 million people have walked away from the show.
Wow.
So apparently I'm not alone, Lisa.
I don't care if you watch it.
Stop talking about it. So they didn't see Hurley and Jack get killed last night?
No, oh, I guess not.
Man. Right before they made out with tongue?
Oh, it would have been hot. Sopranos on HBO, disappointing ratings. Now, they say there's several reasons. One, less people are watching.
Well, yeah. That's
obviously.
I think the conclusion,
wait,
yeah.
the data that says that less people are watching, one of the reasons is that less people are watching?
Watching live.
Ah,
also.
Well, that's what it is.
TiVo.
Nielsen is saying an estimated 17% of homes have digital video recorders now, TiVo and the like, and are using those to postpone their viewing to whenever it's most convenient
for
them.
How does that not count?
Because
I don't get that.
That's the way the Nielsen boxes are set up. They only register what is on your screen at the time while you're watching it. A lot of people can record two shows at a time.
Right.
So maybe your television is set. It's off. All right, and it's set for another channel, but on another channel, it's recording a show that you're going to watch at a later date.
Right.
So nothing is getting registered by the Nielsen box at that time.
Well, that's but it should register when you watch it. Well, that just seems.
I don't know how that. I don't know if the technology exists that way.
Yeah, I don't know. And plus, the other question is, most people with TiVo skip through the commercials. So
how dare you?
Rating
I watch
them in
them
terms
all
of
the time.
Do you?
Oh yeah.
Because that's why they don't want to count them. Really
That's why they don't want to count them. It doesn't mean that many people are watching.
Advertisers.
But Nielsen ratings are for advertisers. That's the information that they garner is for advertising rates.
I go back and watch the commercials again.
Do you? Well, then you should count twice
that's
if you're a Nielsen family.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're also saying iTunes downloads. A lot of people are watching TV shows from iTunes.
Kevin.
Sure, I do that
on their
too.
iPod or their cell phone.
It's clearly your
to give
fault.
You an example, The Office aired on NBC on April 5th. Nielsen said there were 5.8 people watching.
5.8 people?
I'm sorry, 5.8 million people watching. They went back and factored in the recorded audience, and viewership jumped to 7.6 million people.
Wow.
That's a 32% increase.
Yeah.
So it's getting harder and harder to tell who's watching what, where, and when. Except for Lost, because no one's watching that because it blows.
Oh, that's so good, Lost.
It's Mother's Day this weekend.
Oh. What?
It is. Get your cards, your flowers, your chocolates, whatever you're going to give mom this weekend. Be good to your mother. She's the only one you'll ever have.
The homosexual is right.
Thank you so much. So they asked online TV fans and celebrity fans, which celebrity, they asked this of women, which celebrity would you most like to have kids with? What celebrity would you like to be a baby mama for?
Oh, so it's, they're asking women.
Asking
who,
chicks,
okay,
what celebrity they would most like to have a baby with?
But if
mother.
You pick a hot chick, why ruin her? Why stretch her all out by having a baby? That's a dumb question.
No, these are women they asked.
Oh,
what male celebrity would you like to knock you up? Do I have to make it simpler for you, Bean?
I thought you meant for guys and girls as well.
Bean, when a man loves a woman,
right?
They lie down together
in
bed.
Okay. We need that whole thing.
And they're married.
Okay. And they're married.
Some of that off the air.
Women, overwhelmingly, 37% of the vote picked Johnny Depp to impregnate them.
Well, because he is a good dad.
He is a good dad.
We already know that, yeah.
It's true.
Plus, he's good with a sword. That's important.
No, sir.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
To say he likes me to have a baby with you.
Will Smith, also.
Yeah.
High up there, 35%. Hugh Jackman came in at 19%. What percent of voters do you think wanted to have a baby with Tom Cruise?
Nine percent.
Yeah, he was the bottom of the ranks.
Still 9%, though.
Yeah,
scary.
You know,
shocking.
There's a lot of Scientologists out there. They asked also these same women, which TV mom is most like you? Bree Van de Kamp was at the base in the basement with 7%. Not a lot of moms like
that. Yeah, she's cold.
Lorelai Gilmore had 20%.
Oh, I like the Gilmore girls.
That's Dave.
Claire Huxtable from The Cosby Show, 24%.
Timely.
Yeah, people reaching back for the Claire Huxtable. And the number one with almost 50% of the vote, Deborah Barone from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh.
They think they're most like her.
That's not good.
Cranky, sarcastic, and a pain in the ass. So be it. Speaking of Johnny Depp, it looks like he's finally going to make an honest woman out of his baby mama, Vanessa Paradis. Sources say that, you know, recently they had some health issues with Lily Rose, one of their daughters, in the hospital for quite some time. And it made them reevaluate their relationship, and now they're planning on a summer wedding. They're gonna solidify things a little bit.
Well, that's nice.
Which is nice.
It's gonna end it.
We'll never hear about it though, because apparently they're gonna do something very small, very discreet, somewhere in the south of France. And we'll find out about it way after the fact.
How long they've been together? It's got to be 10 years, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those kinds of relationships.
Absolutely. You know who's got a better relationship than them?
Who?
Brangelina.
They do?
Really? Brad and Angelina, wait to hear the story. You'll realize how great their relationship is.
Right.
In Touch magazine is reporting that the couple may have added a girlfriend to their relationship.
Oh!
Stop it, Mike.
No, I'm with Mike on that one.
Story is that the megastar smoking hot couple have sampled the pleasures of a menage a trois, as they say in
France.
It's going
to be a party.
Yes.
With supermodel Karolina Kurkova.
Oh.
If you've never seen her, go Google her up and then just kick yourself in the head because you're not Brad Pitt.
Yeah, that's hot.
Yeah, that's the latest rumors. The three of them are spending quality time together.
Fans.
How'd you like to hit that?
Lots. I heard Angelina's going to adopt her. That's how much she likes her. We'll have to wait and see. And the Palms Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada, yes, has offered Lindsay Lohan $250,000 for the honor of throwing her a 21st birthday party.
Well, the excitement is building because she can drink.
Finally, she can have her first drink. That's going to be very exciting to watch. Lin Lo has refused the offer. No,
not enough money.
You know what her asking price is?
No.
$1 million.
You mean
for the privilege of throwing
her
a birthday party?
You have to give her $1 million in order to give her a birthday party for free at your location.
Okay.
I hate all these people.
$1 million. That's an inside joke.
Yeah, I, wow.
Wow indeed, my little friends. Wow,
I have to pay for my parties.
Well, yeah,
very
most
different.
Do.
Very different.
I'm very upset by this too, that she would have that ridiculous sense of self. But at the same time, think about how many millions of dollars of press you get for having Lindsay Lohan's 21st birthday.
Whatever. I mean, you're going to whore out your birthday?
Yes.
It's not enough that someone throws you an amazing party for free and you get to invite all your friends and party and drink on the house?
I'm with
That's
you.
Not enough for you?
Hey, I'm with you. I'm just saying, from the perspective of, you know, these clubs, they definitely get it.
Now, I understand someone will pay it. I get that. And I know why. But the fact that she's asking for it, I find repugnant.
Yeah, me too. But I think they'll settle on something kind of in between and do it anyway. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I'll come back to her and say, 600, and she'll go, okay.
Well, I don't know.
That's crazy.
It certainly is.
Pay you for your birthday.
Last night, American Idol, Lakeisha Jones hit the road.
So happy to see that, because she couldn't remember any of the words.
No, she remembered all the
she
words.
She was hoarse most of the season.
No, Kevin, she
no,
wasn't.
She had a good voice.
She beatboxed all the time.
Big as a horse.
That wasn't her. That wasn't her? Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
She may be the only contestant in the history of American Idol who's actually gained weight during the show. Never works that way.
Although my wife seems to think that Jordan Sparks, my favorite, the 17-year-old, she's been packing on the pounds too.
Oh, is that right?
She must be a stress eater. That's the theory at home.
She goes up and down a lot.
She's a stunning girl. She's beautiful, but she is healthy.
How was last night's 58-minute stall before the announcement?
Pink performed last night. It was pretty good. Barry Gibb came out, knocked it out of the park.
I'm sorry.
With his smash hit.
I thought you said Barry Gibb.
To Love Somebody.
Knocked it out of the park.
You haven't heard To Love Somebody until you've heard Barry sing it at 65 with his false teeth falling out.
So
by himself.
Bad.
By himself. By the way, I don't know how many people will know this reference, Ralph, but all I can think as I saw him standing up there is he now looks exactly like the late Sam Kinison.
He does.
With the long, streaky gray
hairline.
Hair.
It's all gray.
And the big teeth.
Yeah.
He's Sam Kinison now. It's so sad.
It was a little disturbing. Hey, here's a cool thing you're going to want to attend, I promise you. The cast and producer of Ocean's 13.
Can't wait.
I cannot wait for this movie. It's what I think, now that I'm sorely disappointed by Spider-Man 3, this is the movie I'm most looking forward to this summer. They are going to do a special hand and footprint ceremony at Grauman's Chinese Theater.
Fantastic.
You know, where the celebrities get the wet cement and they put their hands and feet, and you go down there and see afterwards whether your feet are bigger than Brad Pitt's or not.
Sure.
It's going to be George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Matt Damon, stars of the movie, as well as producer Jerry Weintraub. They are going to be down there at Grauman's Chinese Theater Tuesday, June the 5th at 11:30 a.m. And this is just the beginning of a nationwide tour that the cast and producers are doing to raise money for their pet charity, which is the International Rescue Committee for Not On Our Watch. This is the group that is desperately trying to raise money for humanitarian aid for the crisis in Darfur. So they're going to be kicking it off in Hollywood. Then they go to Vegas on June 6th. Then they're going to be in Chicago on June 7th. And the movie opens on June the 8th. So if you want to see them kick off this nationwide tour to not only celebrate the release of Ocean 13, but also to raise awareness and some money for the humanitarian crisis in Darfur, You can go for more information. You can go to savedarfur.org. Or you can just listen here, and I'll give you more details as we get closer. But in case you wanted to go down, you should probably get there early. It's going to be June 5th, 11:30 a.m.
Like today? You recommend they go down today?
I think that's a good idea, because it's going to be packed. Because you got Clooney, you got Damon, yeah, you got Pitt.
It's pretty huge.
Jerry Weintraub. Maybe Pitt will bring his new girlfriend. Supermodel Carolina
girlfriend and wife.
Yeah. So
they need to do a TV show, Ocean's 13 Gives Back, and then have lots of people have nothing to do with the movie come out and sing.
And then
raise
they could
money.
All lip sync to Staying Alive.
Yeah. That's
very entertaining. Today's celebrity birthdays. Oh, we got some gooders. Got some gooders today. Bono, singer, U2, Bono.
Hey.
How you like that? 47 years old today. Linda Evangelista.
Huh?
Supermodel extraordinaire is 42 years old today. Remember the George Michael video where they had all the models lip syncing to that song?
Was it Fate?
Oh, no, no,
no.
It is
not
make this thing somehow. The clothes do not make the man. The whole thing.
Freedom.
Freedom. That's it.
Right?
Kevin pulls out Freedom.
Yeah, dude. Where were you being?
And I just remember, don't know the video.
Linda Evangelista just laying in a bathtub, just lip syncing to George Michael.
He doesn't know the video.
Cindy Crawford was in
one
it.
One of the best videos ever.
It was just modelrific.
Yeah,
that's what that was. Chris Novoselic from Nirvana, 42 years old today. Eric Palladino from ER turns 39. Kenan Thompson from Kenan and Kel over there on Nickelodeon's, of course, going on to a successful career on Saturday Night Live. He is 29 years old today. But the reason we celebrate today, boys and girls, Young MC celebrates his 40th birthday today.
Young MC.
Yeah. That was it.
No. That's not it?
That's Boy George.
Oh. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking, sits down next to you and starts talking, says she want to dance because she likes the groove, so come on, fatso, and just bust the move.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh. This is the new song you need to do, Ralph.
How do you not shake your ass?
Just bust the move.
Bust the move.
That's a great song.
Sometimes you do have to bust that ass, you know?
Maybe I will. Maybe that'll be our new song. I will bust an ass, bust the moon. And knock your ass right off that song, won't it? I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I don't care what you say in a non-gay way. I love Zach Braff. Zach Braff. Name the emotion, yo. You know that he can act that. Act that. He made Garden State. It was great. So he had the last laugh. Last laugh. I don't care what you say in a non-gay way. I love Zach Braff. Zach Braff.
I like that he has to clarify.
In a non-gay way. Well, who could blame him? Ladies and gentlemen, very excited about our next guest. Of course, we're big Scrubs fans here at the World Famous K-Rock. And the new film opens up everywhere tomorrow called The X. Please welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, Zach Braff, on the phone with us right now. Hey, Zach. Thanks for holding on, dude. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on your show.
Of course. Well, we're always happy to have you. You know, I had not heard of your Uber fan, or your super fan, as you call him on your blog, until I visited your website. But who is this guy, and where'd you find out about this song, and what do you think of it?
Well, I found out about the song because it started spreading over the internet on YouTube, and I think it's got like 500,000 people have watched it or something. And he's a super fan. I don't know. I don't really know anything about him other than he spent a lot of time making the song, and it was very flattering.
Are you afraid of him?
A little bit. The only thing he wanted was to be my number one friend on MySpace. Like, he sings about that in the song. So we tracked him down, and I made him my number one friend on MySpace.
Well, that was nice.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Hey, tell me about, we have so much stuff, and I know we have a limited amount of time. We have so many questions for you, Zach, because we don't get to talk to you very often. You write a blog on your website that is, now people, when I had a blog, all my friends, including those here on the show, used to always make fun of me for writing about stuff that I did. Do you get that kind of grief when you write about how you had people over working on your fence over the weekend?
No, I mean, on MySpace, I find, like, people are really just interested in your everyday life, and not just, you know, they're actually less interested when you talk about career stuff. I mean, they you know, if they're a fan of yours, they like, you know, to know that you're a regular, real person, just like everybody else.
Let me ask you this.
I write about random stuff that I talk about career stuff sometimes, but also just about, like, all right, this is what I did today, or this is a funny story about the guys working on my fence. And I think people just like that. They just like, you know, like anybody else, they like to hear a funny story.
Bean, not everyone who writes a blog is hated. It's just people who write hateable blogs. That's the problem. And, Zach, I just want to ask one follow-up, and that is, do you ever say the words, I read in my blog this morning? No.
I would never quote my own blog.
Okay, good.
You wouldn't.
Glad to hear that. That's what
so,
Bean
so
does.
That was part of my mistake.
Yes.
One of the funniest things that you wrote recently that leads us into the movie is apparently they turned you into a Mexican for the poster for the X. Is that right, Zach?
No, what I said was that when I first saw the poster, I thought it was the South American poster because I thought they were trying to make me look Latin.
Because you're awfully tan.
What, did they give you a mustache or something?
Whoever had their finger on the Photoshop button went a little nuts. Gave all three of us pretty sick tans, but I just don't look like I should have that tan.
Well, and you're also, to be fair, you got a Dodgers blanket wrapped around you, and you're sitting on a donkey. So I think that was part of it too. This movie, I've only seen the commercial for it, but it's called The X, and it's got a terrific cast because you're in it, of course, and Amanda Peet and Jason Bateman is in it. What's the deal? Is it just your classic romantic comedy love triangle? Is that what we're looking at here?
No, it's kind of like a Meet the Parents-y thing. I did it really for the Scrubs audience because I've yet to do a movie that was sort of a broad comedy, you know, in the spirit of Scrubs, like with the physical stuff, which I really like to do. And you know, kind of like a Meet the Parents thing, where I'm trying to do. No matter the harder I try, the worse stuff goes wrong. And this guy Jason Bateman is, you know, dated my wife in high school, and he's just trying to sabotage me and ruin my life.
And he's in a wheelchair, and he's still doing it.
He also happens to be in a wheelchair, and so no one believes that he could be
bad or evil.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. Jason Bateman, by the way, is just great in everything he does.
He's such a funny guy, man. I got to tell you, there's very few people that are so effortlessly funny, and he's one of those guys who you hang out with, and without trying at all, he just has you dying laughing.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it, he was the center of that Arrested Development. Without doing anything on the screen, he makes you laugh. It's just unbelievable. Just his reactions.
He plays a great dick in this movie.
I think we have a clip. Kevin, who is Zach's character in Calgary here? Do we know? Because this is very funny.
Zach, who's got the fake accent?
This clip is, I go on a job. We're going to present something to the client. And Jason sabotages me, doesn't let me know that the guy is actually Irish, and I think the guy is just being silly.
Please meet Tom Riley. He's been helping me out on the campaign.
Riley, is it? Do you have Irish blood in you by any chance?
My father's father was an Irishman, so I have a wee bit of the leprechaun in me.
Are you making fun of me?
No, I'm sorry. I thought that was a fake accent.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
Nobody plays the uncomfortable guy more than you, I think. I mean, if you really play it well, everybody's like, oh, no.
Well, I enjoy doing that stuff a lot.
Well, you get used to being in the worst possible situation from the 6 years on Scrubs. And let's talk about that for a second. The last I heard, it had not yet been announced whether you're coming back. Do you know anything new for next season?
They have not picked this up. They have five more days at midnight on the 15th, the NBC option expires, and so far they have not picked us up. They picked up every other show on the night.
Oh, so is
are
that
you
a,
kidding?
Is that a good sign? They're just waiting for a grand announcement?
No, it's not a. Well, I feel confident the show will be on. You know, because it's a Touchstone show, ABC could pick it up.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's enough people that really want it on the air. In terms of fans and Steve McPherson, who's the president of ABC, has been a big champion of the show and was one of the people who developed it when it was in its inception. So I have a good feeling it'll be on the air, but it is a little surprising to all of us that here we are 5 days out and there's no pickup.
No kidding.
I got to tell you, that's one of those shows that I watch every week and I think, how does everyone not love this show? I don't get that.
Well, I don't either. I mean, it's my sense of humor, and I think it really does have a huge fan base. And but you know, it's on such a Thursday night is such a ruthlessly competitive night. And,
yeah.
I think also it has a big college audience, and there's no system of there's not like a Nielsen box on any college campus in the country.
Excellent. So, that's good.
I think that there's, you know, there are more fans of the show than the Nielsen box would let you know.
Now, it sounds like you're saying if it were up to you, you'd love to come back, even though you've obviously are always trying to squeeze in movies where you can. I mean, you would like to have Scrubs come back.
I realize I'm very aware. I have a lot of unemployed actor friends. I'm very grateful and very respectful of how lucky it is to be on a show that goes 7 years. And it's like winning the lottery. And I feel very blessed, and I don't want it to be over. I would love to do at least one more, especially since we didn't think this would be the last season. So there's a cliffhanger at the end of this season. If I think the fans of the show would be pretty pissed off if it ends with the cliffhanger.
All right, let me say one more thing before we let you go, Zach, and that is that if you do come back next year, please talk to the guy over at NBC that does things like they're doing on tonight's episode, where Freakin' Scrub starts at 9:23 and ends at 10:01. That's BS, man.
Well, they do that, so you don't switch over to the juggernaut on the other network.
Well, I know. It's got to stop. That's what I'm saying.
All right. We're trying to hold on to as many fans as we can.
Scrubs Thursday nights, 9:30 NBC, and of course the X, which is Zach Braff and Amanda Peet and Charles Grodin and Jason Bateman, looks so good. And
I think you'll like it. It's pretty funny. I mean, if you laugh at Scrubs, you'll laugh at this. It's broad comedy, and it's uncomfortable moments like the one you heard, and it's good times.
That's awesome.
Very cool.
All right, Zach, man, we love you. Thanks for coming on the Kevin Bean Show. Care. We enjoyed it.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Dear Kevin and Bean, who is the brain dead answering phones around 8:45 this morning? I called in just to ask the name of the band that was playing the current song. Her response? Good question. No idea. Then she hung up.
Oh, no.
She hung up.
It does seem like there's a way to find out, maybe, I guess.
Nope. Good question. No idea. Last time I checked, you were a radio station, assuming she missed the training classes on how to answer phones or that K-Rock played music. Better luck on your next hire. My suggestion, pay them more than $2 an hour.
Ooh, no, I don't think we pay this person.
Let's not get crazy, Chris.
Yeah, the interns don't make anything.
Nope.
Here's an email. And by the way, we still have to do this as a phone topic as soon as we have time. We're going to want to be talking to women who have been in the facility that Paris Hilton is going to be serving time in starting June 5th. And here's one from Brenda. Hey, first of all, I just want to say how happy I am that Paris is going to do time. I've been a visitor to the LACO, Los Angeles County Women's Jail, a few times. My longest stay was 45 days. Each time was a result of a violation of probation, just like Paris. If she gets put in the general population, she may get harassed, beat up, or someone might want to hit that white piece. If the laws are still the same as when I was in, she will not get out early if she was put on probation for a DUI. Anyway, if you want more info, here's my number. So we may have to get in touch with Brenda, find out more about what it's like. It's going to be an eye-opening experience for someone who has lived the life of Paris Hilton, that's for sure. Here's one on gas prices. We had on that guest from MSNBC.com, Mr. Schoen, yesterday, who was explaining how the forward, the don't buy gas on May 15th, is bogus,
right,
and it's not going to work. And you can find that on the site if you want to check it out. Nicole writes in, Kevin and Bean, I have a utilitarian approach to lowering the gas prices for all those people who think it's a good idea to forward that heinous don't pump on the 15th email. Well, they should all kill themselves. That would be less consumption and lower prices for the rest of us. Don't you see? It's for the greater good. Have a nice day. I have no complaints about that, Nicole. I'm with you.
What about this? Cheap gas through annoying Bean. Hi, Kevin. I've been listening to the dialogue between Bean and the rest of the world about gas prices. This is the one topic and the one forward that sets Bean off. He's going to blow one of these days.
Yeah.
I think I found a secret to cheaper gas. If everybody in Southern California forwards Bean the email about gas prices, the oil companies will get so annoyed by Bean that they will drop gas prices to $1 so everyone will stop.
I don't think
to do my
they
part,
would care.
I'm going to forward Bean the gas email 10 times when I get home, hoping for cheaper gas, Mike.
Not doesn't make any sense at all.
Good idea.
Here's an email about Barry Bonds. We'll be talking about him later on today, as he's now within 10 home runs of being the all-time home run leader in baseball, considered by many to be the most hallowed record in all of sports. Nolan writes in, when I was a kid, I went to the opening of the Lenny Dykstra car wash in Corona. Barry Bonds showed up, but refused to talk to any of the kids there, wouldn't sign any autographs, and this was way before he'd hit 70 home runs in a season. It had nothing to do with race. I'm sick of hearing about that. This record is going after a black man's record, but Hank Aaron has always acted like a gentleman. In fact, my brother was even named after him, says Nolan in Redlands. Here's the thing. There are so many reasons to hate Barry Bonds that there's no reason to try to put a limit on it. Whatever reason you have to hate him is fine with us. It can be because he's a dick if you want. It can be because of the steroids. It can be because he's selfish. Whatever you want to choose, you just pick your own reason.
He's a giant is good enough for most fans.
Exactly.
And I got an email from Nick about Spider-Man 3 and Kirsten Dunst. Mm-hmm. And he's very upset with us. Nick, the window licker who can no longer speak to us because he's going to be on an MTV show about virgins. I can't read it in the Nick voice, though, because it's like a 7-page email that I'm just going to read some highlights of.
Okay.
Might be a little too long to hear. I gotta stand up and defend Spider-Man 3! So I'm going to read it in my voice.
Do you think when Nick is typing, when Nick sits down and types, he hears the Nick voice in his head as he writes? Because you hear your own voice, right?
That's the only voice he can hear. Yeah, of course. I'm going to read it in my voice, though, so you don't get annoyed. For starters, I loved it. And it wasn't just the weed alone. I really, really liked it a lot. I saw it opening day. I enjoyed the hell out of it. I enjoyed it. But I also liked Kirsten Dunst. Does that make me a clueless douchebag? Didn't think so. I love you guys, but I always, always have to stand up for my movies. Politics, religion, BS. Movies are really important. Movies are the second greatest thing God ever created next to women. Sixth day when God created movies, that was some good work. It's one of my dreams to someday write the script for Spider-Man, X-Men, Superman, and Batman movie. And why all the hate for Kirsten Dunst? Come on, now it's getting kind of borderline depressing because there's all this hate for her. It's not like she's Tyra Banks where she's just being a horrible bitch where she totally deserves it. Anyways, I'm declaring myself the official Kirsten Dunst defender of the show. Omar defends Tim Allen. Bean defends Tyra Banks. I defend Kirsten Dunst. I've got to put my foot down on this. I just like her. You don't want Nick putting his foot down because things can go really badly that way. Anyway, I just wanted to share my thoughts on this. I like Spider-Man 3 a lot, and I'm not the least bit ashamed by it. It just makes me happy, guys. It just makes me happy.
I've given up trying to explain Nick. He maybe didn't get enough oxygen as a kid. I mean, you know, he's born. Something's going on there that I can't put my finger on, but good luck to you, Nick. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. Ralph, what's going on?
If you'd like to hang out with George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Matt Damon, Don Cheadle.
Again?
Producer Jerry Weintraub. Here's your chance. It's just been announced that the cast and crew, the producers of Ocean's 13, will be on hand at Grauman's Chinese Theater to put their hands and feet in cement to celebrate the landmark release of Ocean's 13. It's going to be at Grauman's Chinese Theater Tuesday, June the 5th at 11:30 a.m. This is part of a nationwide tour that everyone connected with the film is doing to try to raise awareness as well as money for the aid group, the International Rescue Committee for Not on Our Watch, which is an organization that benefits humanitarian efforts to stem the crisis in Darfur, which is certainly a worthwhile cause. If you'd like more information or if you'd like to donate some money to this worthy organization, savedarfur.org is their website. And if you'd like to see this group of high-powered celebrities put their hands and feet in cement. Grauman's Chinese Theater, Tuesday, June 5th at 11:30 a.m. Should be.
I'll consider it a date, baby.
Oh, thanks, Dick. I know it's too good to be true. TMZ.com, our favorite entertainment news website, is now telling us that the guy who placed the winning $10 million bid on the General Lee.
Yes.
Reneged.
Yes.
Oh, really?
He's a renigger.
Don't call him that.
He's
Ralph.
A renigger.
Not on our
what
show.
He is.
Come on.
He reneged on his bid.
That just means he went back on it, Bean. It has nothing to do with race. What's wrong with you?
That's a nappy headed hose there.
Come on.
Oh. Why do you? How did? But
I'm sorry I did that.
Exactly.
I'm embarrassed that I did that. I did a bad thing.
eBay says the actual winning bid is probably somewhere down in the $5 million range. They haven't figured it out yet. But instead of going back and trying to figure that out, they're just going to forget the whole thing. And John Schneider's now going to put it up for auction at a regular car auction house instead. So
what?
They're going to do a new auction. They're just going to write that off because it was bogus, and they're going to do a brand new auction with a...
I love little girls.
Car auction house. What, Kev? What's so confusing?
I don't know. I just don't understand why he wouldn't take the $5 million bid and just walk away.
Well, because if it can make more, it'll make at least $5 million. If they go again, he could probably make more if they go with...
He's lucky to get that.
If they go to actual car collectors, odds are they'll probably get even more. Nicole Richie displaying a rare moment of self-awareness in her interview with Harper Bazaar magazine, when she talks about her life to date. My plan was not to be a celebrity. My plan was to be a singer and an entertainer. I wanted to go to NYU, major in musical theater, maybe do Broadway, come out with an album. Unfortunately, I started effing up when I was in my teens. So at least she's aware that she's flushed her life down the toilet.
That's good.
And it's all over for her. Top TV stars, TV, movie, and music stars with the best abs. New list has just come out.
TV and movie stars with the best abs.
Life and Style Weekly Magazine, best abs. Ooh, Psycho Mike's excited.
I can tell you who's number one.
Oh, can you?
Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith, director Kevin Smith. Absolutely right.
I had Flava Flav, no?
I had Bruce Valanche. Did not end up in the top 10, oddly enough.
I can guess.
Psycho Mike.
I can guess.
Look, you're our fitness expert. Yeah. Why don't you give me, take a shot and see how many of the top 10 best abs in entertainment you can come
is
up
this
with.
Men and women?
This is Life and Style Weekly Magazine, men and women, top 10 stars with the best abs.
Usher.
Not in the top 10. So far, you're doing well, Psycho Mike.
You're for one?
Jessica Biel.
In Mike's defense, that's bogus that Usher isn't on that list, by the way.
Jessica Biel, number two.
Ooh.
Number two on the list.
Bradley Pitt.
Brad Pitt, not on the list.
Wow.
Plus, not named Bradley.
Matthew McConaughey.
Number one, Matthew McConaughey. Guess. Number one, best abs. We don't have time for Psycho Mike to be wrong a lot more, so let's just burn through the rest of them. Number three, David Beckham.
Okay.
All right.
Number four.
Well, they said TV and movie star.
TV, movie, music, just entertainment.
Oh, okay.
Rupert Friend.
I don't know who that
how
is.
Who is that?
It's from Harry Potter? Is that
exactly.
From
Harry Potter. The old guy with the beard?
Isn't he Harry's buddy?
Oh, no, that's a different Rupert. This is an actor named Rupert Friend who is Keira Knightley's boyfriend.
All right.
Oh, don't know.
Number five, Keira Knightley. She's not really the best abs, just super thin.
Yeah, she's just thin.
Denise Richards was number six.
Yeah, I can see that.
Mario Lopez, number seven.
Sure.
What do you mean,
Yeah, he looks great. He's ripped. Yeah.
Why are you grunting?
Why would you say,
He's jealous.
He's a dick.
You guys are separated birth twins, though.
I know. Well, I've had some.
You're AC Slater.
I've had some off-the-air instances of Mr. Lopez in the last couple months.
Giselle Bündchen.
Ah!
Yeah. Who, by the way, has just quit her Victoria's Secret modeling gig, which is not good for anybody.
Aw.
Jessica Alba.
Mm.
Sure.
I don't think I ever want to make Bean make that noise again.
I don't either. That was not intentional. It just happened.
And Shakira, number 10.
Oh, shit. Yeah. A little midget, yeah.
Let me tell you something about her hips. You can say whatever you want about her abs, but her hips,
yeah,
very honest.
Is that right?
Is that true?
They do not lie.
Always tell the truth?
Always tell the truth.
Very few falsehoods coming from that region?
No. Fabrications of any kind from the pelvic area.
Information received from there is reputable.
Yes. Speaking of Jessica Alba, she was on American Idol last night. She and the rest of the cast of the Fantastic Four were there pimping their new movie that opens up on the 15th of June.
That's how they fill up an hour on the results night, Kevin, is they do like 5 minutes on a movie, and then they do like 5 minutes of somebody who has nothing to do with the show coming out and singing a song.
All the kids are in a car doing a commercial.
Yes, they do that. Yeah. It's a painful
looking
hour.
For change or whatever it is they do.
Our Fantastic Four from American Idol went to see a brand new screening of the Fantastic Four movie. And here's the Fantastic Four cast.
Oh, dear God.
How did Jessica look, though? My God.
Just ridiculous. Just
unbelievable. Nutty. Like too hot to be real.
Nutty, insane.
She really is.
Nutty.
What are you saying?
Nutty. Rapper Akon has apologized for that video all over the internet where he simulates sex with a 15-year-old on stage at one of his concerts.
Welcome to my nightmare.
Akon released a statement to several media outlets yesterday, including TMZ.com. In the statement, he says he wanted to sincerely apologize for any embarrassment he may have caused the 15-year-old, but said the concert was supposed to be for 18-year-olds and up.
Oh.
So it's okay to simulate sex acts all over an 18-year-old on stage.
Well, it is very different, that's for sure.
Yes.
But they don't really check IDs at the door, do they?
No. They just check their egos at the door, I've heard.
That's true.
New Order has broken up.
Oh! Omar's going to be on death watch.
Yeah.
Are they still together? Were they still together?
Yeah, that's what the president of the New Order fan club said.
Who?
The band from Manchester, England, formed out of the ruins of Joy Division in the 80s, and they've called it a day. Bass player Peter Hook posted on his MySpace page yesterday that it's time to move on.
Just now?
I don't know, man. I don't know if I can move on. New Order.
They haven't been moving on for 20 years?
New Order.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember when they did that song?
Oh, yeah.
Past the Duchy on the left-hand side?
That was musical youth. Actually, was different. They have continued to make albums. I mean, I think their last one came out about 2 years ago, but I sense that they weren't feeling it. Maybe neither was the audience.
Yeah. Remember that song, Big Country, they did?
No.
Who was that? Who did that Big Country song?
Big Country.
Oh, that's right. That's the band. From the album Big Country, by the way.
Right, Big Country. That's right. They wanted to make sure you got that information.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Bono. Singer. God.
Wow.
47 years old.
That's on his bio?
Yep. Linda Evangelista, supermodels, 42 years old today. Kristen Novoselic from Nirvana turns 42. Eric Palladino plays Dr. Dave Malucci over there on ER, a very talented actor. He is 39 years old today. Kenan Thompson from Saturday Night Live is 29. And Young MC.
Great, great rapper.
We are going to get Osama.
I don't think this is Young MC.
And his mama.
We're going to get his mama, too, though, Ralph.
Expecting a little Young MC music there. A girl starts walking. Sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she want to dance because she likes to groove. So go young. Go young. Go young. Go young. Go young. Go young. Oh. Oh, man. Just bust the move. You're dancing to that song with a girl. You're getting some.
Is that a general rule?
Yes. If you are on the dance floor during that song with a girl,
you win.
You win.
All right.
No way she can resist having sex if she hears that song. It's a fact. Young MC's 40 years old today. Does that make him middle-aged MC?
No, but
I want to tell you, how do I do it? I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Kevin, guess who's just 8 wins away from bringing the Stanley Cup to Southern California for the first time? Guess who that is?
John Sebastian Jaguar.
That's right. For your Anaheim Ducks, back on the phone on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock, calling us in a brief timeout from practice this morning. Hey, Jiggy, how are you, man?
Hey, pretty good. How about you guys?
Great to talk to you. How's the practice? How's everybody feeling, thinking about tomorrow night and kicking off the new round against the Red Wings?
We're really excited. You know, we've been waiting for 6-7 days right now, and it's time for this thing to start. You know, it's going to be a lot of fun, and they're a good team, so it should be a good matchup there.
That's the amazing thing about you guys in the playoffs, is you guys destroy the other team, and then you sit around and get healthy again, and then you destroy the other team, and then you sit around and get healthy. Seems to be a good cycle that you're on.
Well, it's not bad. At least we're getting some rest in between, but we all know that it's not going to go that way against Detroit. You know, they're going to put up a good fight, and we're going to have to earn everything we get against them.
Now, you had the luxury of being able to watch their games against San Jose over the last few nights. What do you look for when you're watching a game on TV about the team that you're getting ready to play?
I try not to overanalyze. I think that's the coaching staff job. So I just kind of watch. When I watch a game, I try to watch it as a fan and just see what. But the thing you can see with Detroit is they're a possession team. You know, they're a veteran team. They have some older players there on defense, and they never panic. You know, they get control of the puck, and it's really hard to take it away from them. So we're gonna have to really hit them and use their speed.
This is what's amazing about Jiggy, and I saw this interview you did on ESPN the other day. Now, of course, you eliminated Minnesota in 5 games and then Vancouver in 5 games, yet you said in the interview the other day that we still haven't, you don't think you've played a full 60 minutes to your capabilities so far. What else could you possibly be doing to be doing better than you are right now?
I don't know. You know,
you could score.
The one thing that, is a good team find ways to win, and that's what we've done so far. Against Minnesota and Vancouver, but aside the last game against Vancouver, I just don't think we've played a full game, you know, at their full capacity. And if you ask around our dressing room, everybody will tell you the same thing. We're just not satisfied with the way we've played so far.
I hate the Detroit Red Wings. And
why do you hate them, Kevin?
I just do. I've always hated them. And every time they come to Southern California, it seems like there are a huge amount of fans that show up in their jerseys and they're obnoxious. I don't know. I just hate them. I just hope things go well for you.
Thank you.
What is that about, Jiggy? Is that just because they're one of the original franchises, and they probably got a lot of people from that part of the country who have maybe moved out west that kind of brought their allegiance with them? Is that how they do it?
I think it's an older team. Obviously, it's been around for many years, and then there's probably a lot of people moving from Detroit to California. And they just keep cheering for the Red Wings. So it should be interesting. There should be a lot of energy in their, at the Honda Center there. So it should be a lot of fun for the players. It should be a lot of fun for the fans. You know, it should really put a little bit extra into the game there.
This is the Western Conference Finals. So whoever wins this goes on to the Stanley Cup Finals. And you guys start in Detroit tomorrow and Sunday at 4:30.
Yep.
And that's on Versus, on the Versus channel. It used to be the Outdoor Network. And then you're home next Tuesday and next Thursday, the 15th and 17th. And we're going to have tickets to give away on K-Rock.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you a dumb question, Jiggy. I apologize if it seems dumb anyway. But I was thinking about this the other day. I love how the players trash talk during a game in football. And you see how they do it in basketball where the players will say, does that ever happen in hockey? Do you ever have anyone say anything to you as they're skating around the goal?
It happens. I mean, not so much to the goalie, but between players, for sure. You know, when there's scrums after the whistle and between the bench there.
Right.
There's always stuff being said, and sometimes it's not pretty. Sometimes it's funny and stuff like that. But, you know, it's just part of the game.
I'd like for you to look for an opportunity to throw your glove and your stick down. Just throw it on the ice. You don't have to actually fight. Just throw them down.
Oh, I should do that. You know, the last time I fought, it didn't end up being very pretty for me. So I'll
okay.
Well, it certainly is an exciting ride for the fans, and I know how different it is, and we've talked to you about this before, from 4 years ago where nobody had any expectation for this team. Now you've got people who really know that this team is that good, and you guys, from day one, this has been your goal. You kept your eye on the prize, and now just 8 wins away. You just have to be so tingly. I bet you feel like you wish you'd go out and play that game right now. Don't you?
Yeah, no, we're really anxious. You know, we know it's going to be a whole lot of fun, and like you said, you know, it's been our goal all year is to go and win our last game of the season, and we got you know, a lot of games to play still left, but we're on our way, and hopefully we'll get there.
Is your coach giving you the evil eye yet? Because you're talking to us on the phone. You're supposed to be practicing.
Well, I got about 40 minutes to get on the ice.
Okay, all right.
That's awesome. Well, like we say, Jiggy, every time we have you on, we couldn't be happier because you, everyone we've talked to from the Ducks, from the organization on down to the players, and especially those ice girls, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they,
yeah.
Everybody's just been phenomenal, and we couldn't be happier for you. And let's, as I always say, let's do this again as you head to the finals, man. We can't wait.
All right. Well, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Jiggy.
All right, Jiggy, good luck, man. Look, before we bring on our guest, this is Bean speaking, and I follow the news pretty closely, as you guys know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm rarely surprised by something that I see. I'm pretty much, I understand that the world is a crazy place, and there are lots of people with lots of different opinions, so I'm rarely surprised when I see something stupid on the news. But I'm shocked that somebody is trying to defend Paris Hilton. I got to tell you, that goes too far. I could see people defending Al-Qaeda before I could see people defending Paris Hilton. And there's a whole website set up, freeparis.org, to try to keep that bitch out of jail. What's that deal? We're talking to the co-founder of freeparis.org right now on the phone. This is Kyle Vincent joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Hey, Kyle, good morning.
Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're happy to. As I said when I brought you on, why Paris? Why defend her? Why not be just joyful like the rest of us?
Well, I don't think any of her fans really want to see her go to jail. So a group of friends and I created a giant gathering place for all her supporters.
Let me just stop you right there. Does she have fans?
Yeah, she definitely has fans.
All right.
Look, I like looking at her naked. That's the extent of my appreciation for her. If she put out another sex... Yeah, if she put out another sex video, I'd buy it. I'd be real happy with it. I got no problem with that. I think that's what she's good for. But what else can you possibly like about her?
She's an icon of American pop culture.
Yeah.
But and that's a good thing?
But a bad one. Let me ask you this, Kyle. Well, first of all, let me just catch everybody up. In September of 2006, she was pulled over. She pleaded no contest to DUI. She was sentenced to 36 months probation. Her driver's license was suspended, and she was ordered to enroll in an alcohol education program within 21 days. Then about a month later... She was pulled over on Sunset Boulevard going about 70 with her lights off at night in a 35-mile-an-hour zone. And that, you know, that violated her probation.
Violated probation, so she driving on a suspended license.
So here's our question for you, Kyle. If I did that, I would be serving 45 days. There's no question about that. Why should she not?
I don't know. Everybody makes mistakes, and there's a slew of celebrities that have the same DUI crimes under their belt, but... They just get a slap on the wrist.
It's not just DUI, though. It's violating probation.
But she's been given false information and said, you know, somewhere along the line, the paper trail.
What was the false information she was given?
I believe it was from her publicist.
Yeah.
Elliot Mintz, the guy that she fired and then rehired once he took the fall for it. But she was in court when she was ordered to go to alcohol rehabilitation, for instance, and then just decided to not go. I'm telling you, the courts in the state of California take their judge's ruling pretty seriously. And if you just blatantly ignore it and then go out and get arrested not once but twice while on probation, you really are asking for it. You really do deserve to serve time.
But I think we are questioning and petitioning whether that punishment of 45 days is actually...
You're right. It should be longer.
What do you think should happen to Paris Hilton?
We think she should get community service or a shorter sentence. Just not 45 days in jail in a cruel, hardcore detention center.
You know, she's going to be kept from the general population.
Yeah, that has been said, yes.
Unfortunately, right. What kind of response are you getting? I had a few moments to kind of check some of the comments that are being left on the MySpace page, but what's your general sense, since you probably read a lot more of them than I have?
Yeah, it's pretty polarizing. I've gotten a lot of negative, I've gotten a lot of positive, and...
Seriously, mostly negative.
No, it's about half and half. You know, a lot of people from Australia, Germany, Japan, international fans are really flocking to this
thing. Fans of her partying? What are they fans of?
Seriously, what does she do?
What are they fans of her walking in and out of a restaurant and getting her picture taken? Is that what they admire?
Not paying, by the way.
Yeah, not paying. What do you admire about her? She's did an album. It's kind of stiff. You know, she didn't do very well with it. And that's it.
No, I do like her music.
She's in Simple Life.
She's just a celebrity. She's an icon that has become an immaculate part of the culture.
I'm sorry, did you use the word immaculate?
Hey, there's nothing about that dirty girl that's immaculate. You know, my favorite comment of the few that I did see, Kyle, and if you're just joining us, Kyle Vincent is on the line, the co-founder of FreeParis.org. My favorite one is a guy who wrote in and said that he hates her so much that he makes a point of going to Hilton hotels and taking a crap in the elevator. And I said, that's the guy who's making a point.
Well, they're not exactly going to make her clean that up now, are they?
No, they're not. Now, let me ask you this question. And I'm sure you get this all the time, but we have to ask. Is the only reason you put this site up is because you know that Paris Hilton makes news and people are interested in her and gives you the opportunity to sell merchandise, make some money off of her misfortune?
I'd like to answer that, and I'm going to say absolutely.
Well, let's hear what Kyle has to say.
No,
let's see if he's
an
honest guy.
We wanted to have an organized site where all the supporters can come and...
Then take down your T-shirts. That would be good.
Sign the petition. You can buy the buttons. You can buy the T-shirts. You can talk on the message board. Just come to the site and support.
We asked Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger to stop this and pardon Paris Hilton for her mistake.
Yes.
Everybody makes mistakes, and she didn't hurt anyone.
Well, he's lucky she didn't hurt anyone, by the way, Kyle. If she'd actually run over someone while she was drunk, would you feel differently?
That would be a different case, yes.
But that's just luck that she didn't.
I'm relatively sure I hate you. I think.
Hey, Kyle, you live in the state of California, right?
Yes.
Wouldn't you be offended if the governor of this state that has plenty to do, he's got plenty of work on his desk today, wouldn't you be offended if he spent 1 second worrying about the sentence of Paris Hilton? Wouldn't that be a waste of his time as a representative of the taxpaying public?
No, I think it's a waste of our taxpaying money to send Paris to jail because she's non-threatening.
But she's not.
How do you say she's non-threatening? If she drives drunk and with her lights off going 75 down Sunset.
There's so many worse violations that deserve to go.
Yeah, there's murder, of course.
And they go to jail, too.
They go to jail, too.
You're pardoning her because she's famous. That's what you want.
And that makes you bad.
Kyle, you're a very bad man.
Stop being bad. Now, you're trying to get 1 million signatures. How's that going?
Our goal is close to 1 million, but I think...
On your site, it says 1 million, but go ahead.
I think we're around 2,500 right now.
Yeah, that's probably where it's going to top out.
Hey, I just decided, because I'm the website guy, I'm going to start a new website that's jailkylevincent.com. I'm going to start a petition to send you to jail.
I like
to send you to jail for trying to save Paris Hilton. That's what I'm going to do. Let's see how that goes.
And let's double her sentence. Now, exactly. Have you had any contact with Governor Schwarzenegger?
No, just we've heard from the spokesman... through news organizations.
Okay.
That's all.
All right. How about Miss Hilton? Have you heard anything from her or her people?
No, not at all.
Okay. Well, at least she's repaying your support and love. Yeah. At least she's giving it right back to her fans, isn't she? There's one guy out there who's standing up for her, and Paris ignores him. I love that.
I'd like you to tell us you're going to take down the site.
What's that?
Nothing. All right. Thanks for talking to us, Kyle. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. FreeParis.org.
Poor luck.
Yeah. And to you as well. And jailkylevincent.com. Don't forget. If you ever run into Psycho Mike on the street, ask him to tell you a funny story about the Foo Fighters. You'll love it. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on a Thursday morning. We've heard your requests. Yes, Modest Yahoo, King Without a Crown, coming up next. But first, ladies and gentlemen, we were just talking about him. Now he's on the phone. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger of the great state of California joins us on the line right now. Good morning, Governor.
45. That's as many days as she's going to do in jail. I just bench pressed her entire sentence.
Well, good for you. Governor, I know you're working out as you're listening to the show this morning. Did you hear that douchebag we had on a couple of minutes ago from freeparis.org?
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about. You know, I heard all these people saying they're going to try to, you know, petition me to pardon Paris Hilton.
Right.
I'll tell you something. Free Paris? No, she's not free, but she is cheap. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I don't think I'll be doing what they're requesting. It's just completely out of the ordinary. It's out of line, I think.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
First of all, I'm not the pardonator. Okay? Oh, no. I'm not Conan the Pardoner.
Okay. Governor.
Okay?
Haven't you been
in... You need to know that. Okay. Need to know those things first.
Right, but haven't
those
you been...
Things in... I need to get out of the way.
Okay. No, I understand
right,
that.
Those things.
All right. Governor.
Not the Pardonator, not Conan the Pardoner.
Okay, it was funny when you were running for office, ha-ha, hey, I used to be an actor, but now that you've been governor for a number of years, isn't it time to drop the movie jokes?
This will not be the end of 45 days for her.
Oh, no. That's not even well done.
No. Well, I did a movie called End of Days.
Yeah, I know.
She's doing 45 days.
Right, now we got it.
Right. So, Governor, I don't know if you even want to weigh in on this and cause the controversy, but did you think it was a fair sentence? Did it seem too harsh or not harsh enough? What did you think about the ruling?
No, absolutely. I think the sentence was by the book. I thought the judge did an excellent job. And I think the arresting officers, in no way were they kindergarten cops. You know what I'm saying?
That doesn't even make sense.
No, they were not. They were absolutely right on, I think, with what they did. And she will be wearing handcuffs.
Right.
And she'll have chains on her, and she will jingle all the way to prison.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Because she told his officers true lies when she said she didn't know that she was not supposed to drive.
Come on.
If I pardon her, all the voters in California will have a total recall election on me.
Well, we wouldn't want that, would we?
I mean, Paris Hilton, she doesn't even wear underwear. She just goes commando all the time.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, you hearing me?
Yeah, we're hearing you.
Unfortunately. Good news for you, Ralph Garman, as you come in with the showbiz beat on K-Rock, is you don't have to worry about Psycho Mike interrupting during this report because he's in the other room shaving and showering and getting pretty for Joe Rogan.
Shaving his body.
Yeah,
be there for
that's
like an
for
hour.
Sure.
Yeah. It's not pretty.
He's got to fight Lisa May for him, though, because I know they got a little bit of a battle going on about who gets to be Joe's boyfriend. But anyway, Mr. Rogan joins us after the news at 8 right now. Ralph's got everything going on in Hollywood. What's happening?
Well, Lisa has an extensive mixed martial arts background herself, and that's why she's so attached to Joe.
That is true. You know, he's a black belt. She's a yellow... She's
green.
Slash green, green. Belt.
She's
green.
Blue stripe.
She used to fight in the octagon.
She did?
Yeah. Lindsay Lohan's attorneys are upset about the photos of her that have appeared last week in a British newspaper of the actress-singer allegedly snorting cocaine in a bathroom stall in a Los Angeles nightclub.
Yeah. Not upset that she did it, upset that it was photographed, right?
Exactly.
Of course.
A friend tells Life and Style magazine that when the photos were published, Lindsay was crying hysterically and said that everyone is out to get her.
That's great.
Well, we did mention that it wasn't a good friend, if that's what she's doing.
You know how you keep people from getting photographs of you doing cocaine in a public place, though?
Mm-hmm. No.
You don't do cocaine in a public place.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. I never thought of that.
Ancient Chinese secret.
How about that?
Here's what her lawyer, Mike Heller, had to say. Mm. By the way, he refuses to confirm or deny whether she was doing cocaine in the photographs. Apparently, that's irrelevant.
Yeah.
But he says, this just goes to show how hard it is to be Lindsay Lohan. Who's even denied her privacy in the sacred confines of a ladies' room stall.
Was she in there by herself and the paparazzi slid underneath?
And then must fend off the slings and arrows of false allegation.
Oh, my God.
This guy's good.
Wow.
What's the sacred false confines, by the way? Is there an altar in the stall? I've never been to ladies' stall because I don't go to the ladies' room. But do they have sort of burning incense?
Or
is there an altar? Is there some sort of religious symbolism to the stall?
They have confessionals.
Or is it a place where you go to pee and poo?
They have confessionals there. You can
sacred confines of a ladies' room stall. The slings and arrows. Of false allegation. Yes, sir, I say to you.
That ladies' room on The Office, though, has a couch and a magazine rack, which I thought was pretty impressive, but I don't know anything about a confessional or an altar.
Everyone's out to get poor Lindsay.
What's the false accusation, by the way, is what the substance is that she clearly is snorting up her face?
It could really only be face? So many things.
It could be flaxseed.
Yeah.
It could be powdered flaxseed.
That's true. That's a good point.
Flaxseed flour. They make that.
Sure.
Do these people think we're stupid?
Yep. By these people?
That guy.
That guy? And by stupid, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just trying to earn a paycheck.
You pay a lot of money to have those people to protect you and, in this case, enable you, I guess,
spin,
to continue.
Spin, spin.
Yep.
You ready to declare war on Canada, boys? Who's with me?
I didn't know.
Let's go. Let's do it. We're rolling out today.
What's the fight about?
Warner Brothers has announced today they are banning all advanced screenings of its films in Canada because video piracy is rife in that country.
Oh.
Really?
They said they will not do any press screenings of Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. They won't be doing any advanced screenings of Ocean's 13 because it is, and I quote, the highest camcording rate by individuals in a theater of any other location.
No kidding.
This is where a lot of the pirated copies of videos and DVDs are coming out of.
Hmm. They just don't police that in the theaters there? No one's looking for you if you walk in with a film crew?
We know they are, those Canadians.
I don't think they walk in with a film crew.
So, maybe they do. It sounds like no one's trying to care, yeah.
They're so lax with their policies up there. They claim 70% of Warner Brothers movies released in the last 18 months have been pirated in Canada.
Wow.
That's a huge chunk. This is eliminating one of the avenues of the leaks that we've already identified, Warner Brothers says. So no screenings for you, Canada, till you clean up your act. Freaking
What's
Canada.
What's Lightning going to do? How's Lightning going to see the Harry Potter movie, then, if you can't buy it off a black guy at a Cadillac?
I don't know. Speaking of Ocean's 13, if you'd like to see the stars of that movie, you should go check out the ceremony where they're going to put their hands and feet in cement outside Grauman's Chinese Theater. It's going to be George Clooney, of course, Brad Pitt, Matt Damon, producer Jerry Weintraub. This happens on June the 5th. It's a Tuesday at 11:30 a.m., 11:30 in the morning, Tuesday, June 5th. It will be a kickoff for a cross-country promotional tour that will not only be allowing people to see the movie in Vegas at the CineVegas Film Festival in Chicago, but it'll also be raising money and awareness for the very worthy benefit aid group International Rescue Committee for Not on Our Watch. It is the humanitarian effort to work in Darfur to save the people who are dying in Darfur. So if you want more information, or if you'd like to donate some money, you can go to savedarfur.org to learn more, or just hang out at Grauman's Chinese Theater on June 5th and see all the stars.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just going to mention, I got a clip from the movie. I don't know if you guys have seen any of it or
13?
Not. Ocean's 13 is a clip.
No.
They're starting to release them. This is a scene with Ellen Barkin. Yeah, from Canada. Ellen Barkin talking to, I think she's talking to Al Pacino's character. They're both new in Ocean's 13, and here's a clip from the film.
Tell me you're going to stop.
I'm going to stop.
Promise?
No.
Yes?
Sounds good.
Wow. Pacino's at the top of his game.
Sounds a lot like Hasselhoff. Gotta be honest.
He couldn't hold a candle to a movie like this. Come on.
Right. I'm gonna go to this thing because I have very few items left on the wish list. You know, the only reason I keep this job here at K-Rock is because it helps me fulfill my wish list that I've had forever. One of the things was get to know and meet Charlize Theron.
Mm-hmm.
Check.
Work with me and Bean.
That's not on the list that I looked down here. Work on a TV show with Adam West. Check.
Done.
Check. Done that, yeah.
The only one of the ones I have remaining I haven't checked off yet, become George Clooney's best friend. I haven't checked that off yet.
Good luck with that.
So I'm going to go down on June 5th and I'm going to make that happen. We are so going to be buds hanging out.
Can you picture what that conversation is going to be like? Okay, George, my name's Ralph.
And, seriously.
And I've always wanted to hang out with you.
But you and I would be such cool friends together.
We would have so much fun
just
together.
Just give me a shot. Give me one shot. Let's go get some sushi. Let's just hang out. And if you don't like me by the end of that meal,
dude,
I'll leave you alone. I'll never bother you
Security's
again.
Security's already got you face down.
Ass in the pillow?
Yep.
Oh. I mean, it's humiliating to me as a fisherman.
Yeah, see? That came true. Last night on American Idol, Lakeisha Jones got booted off.
Oh, I can't believe it.
And that'd be a pretty big boot, too, to move Lakeisha.
Well, she's got her modeling career to fall back on.
Oh, stop it. That gives us just Blake Lewis.
I love it. The beatboxer is still in.
The smoking Jordan Sparks. 17 years old. She's just so talented. So pretty.
I've got the Jordan Spark, Ralph. Have you heard?
Oh, dear God.
You've got to be kidding me.
By the way, that's the third time he's tried to deliver that line today.
That's off what you came up with?
Yeah. I've got the Jordan Spark. Yes, I do. I'm standing by that.
You're standing by that?
He's got a team of writers on the island. That's what they came up with.
Wow.
See, the homosexual is right.
I'd say, you know, I'm in the sparking lot. See, I would say do something like that. That's what I would do. I wouldn't just leave it at Spark. I would, you know.
And Nonak, I guess, is the other contestant who's still in the game.
Yeah, Melinda Doolittle. So we'll find out next week.
Mike saw her for the first time last night. Didn't realize she really didn't have a neck. Thought we had been making it up all season long, Ralph.
She has no neck.
She has anti-neck.
She is head and shoulders above the rest. But she has no neck.
See?
Today's celebrity birthday is Kenan Thompson. You know him from Kenan and Kel on Nickelodeon, also Saturday Night Live.
Was he Fat Albert?
Yes, that's right. He was. I forgot about that. 29 years old today. Eric Palladino from ER is 39 years old today. Young MC, the rapper, is 40 years old today. Bust a Move, of course, his big hit. Chris Novoselic from Nirvana is 42. Linda Evangelista, one of the legendary supermodels, is 42 years old today. Still looks damn good, too, by the way.
Yep.
And Bono, singer, saint, drinker, 47 years old today. Remember those black velvets they were drinking
black
when we
velvets.
Had breakfast with the...
That
you
was good.
Too?
I don't like champagne usually.
9 o'clock in the morning, they're drinking black velvets, Dom and Guinness, half and half, in a big pint glass.
That is very good.
That's living.
Bean even tried it.
That's right. Well, Bean had his first sip of alcohol with Bono.
Bono tells you to do something, guys. You don't ask questions. You just do it.
Yeah,
he could smite you.
You don't really count it as drinking because it's like taking communion, really. When they give you the cup of wine in church and you take a sip, same exact.
That's not what it felt like, I could be honest.
You can be honest.
Yeah.
You're amongst friends.
That's not what it felt like.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Sup, Joe Rogan.
This is the f***ing Fear Factor guy.
I thought that thing was going to be canceled immediately.
4 years later, I'm standing in front of a chick with a mouthful of animal going, "You can do it! You hang in there!" See, your son has got a glazed look in his eyes, and boners poking out of his choo-choo train PJs, and he's trying to f*** your cat. Don't you think you might want to have a sit-down with that little fella?
Joe Rogan.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is back at the Hermosa Beach Comedy and Magic Club tomorrow night and Saturday night. Tickets are on sale now. Two shows each night, and back in the studios of the world-famous K-Rock. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Rogan right here.
Hey.
Now, the last thing I heard before we had to turn the microphones on was Kevin screaming at you, "Now you're talking BS." That's the way you want to start an interview right there, is confrontation with the host.
It was fake confrontation. Yeah, we're friendly.
I would never kick his ass. Well, I could, but I would never.
We were talking about this guy, Dave Salmoni. He's this big cat trainer. He's got this documentary called Living with Tigers, where he takes tigers and he trains them as cubs, and he reintroduces them to Africa. And he's got them killing things. And he's teaching them how to kill things.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
Now, we just saw the... where was it? Was it on A&E? Was it Discovery? The wolf guy.
Yeah, Man Among Wolves, right.
That wolf guy's a pussy.
He was teaching him to eat. He was eating out of, like, animals and stuff. It was gross.
But, Joe, I don't understand. Why do you have to teach... What are you saying? Bears or leopards?
No,
saying...
they're tigers.
Why do you have to teach tigers to kill?
Well, he raises them as cubs. He teaches them to kill live game, and then he reintroduces them to Africa. Reintroduces them to the wild. It's crazy to watch. This guy's nuts.
Wow.
Like, he's showing them how to kill. He takes the meat away from them, because he has to be able to, because he's the alpha.
He has to dominate them.
Yeah. And it's this giant monster. I mean, it's this huge, crazy stripe thing with a huge head. And this guy's pulling a gazelle out of its mouth. You got to watch it. It's on YouTube. It's on my message board. If you go to joerogan.net, there's a message board. There's a thread there. Dave Salmoni, big cat trainer. It's nuts. It's on YouTube somewhere, too.
Where is it aired, or was it aired?
It's a documentary. I saw it in a documentary first. These guys reintroduce these cats to Africa. Like, they teach them as cubs. They live with them. They teach them how to kill. It's nuts. Lions and tigers. He's got everything.
But you can ask Siegfried or Roy or whichever one it was. You can raise them from the time they're born, and they're still wild animals. They can still turn on you at any second and kill you, right?
For sure. And this guy addresses that. You know, he talks about how, you know, it's always a crapshoot.
Why
know?
Do they need him again? Why can they not figure out how to kill? Isn't that kind of their...
I mean, well, because people are...
They're raising captivity. Oh. They're from the time they're babies. Well, what he's doing is he's reintroducing them to Africa because the population's down. Because, you know, people are killing them. In Africa, and Asia.
Don't you think the next step for UFC has got to be introducing big game into the ring? I mean, wouldn't that make things interesting if you came out with a leopard?
I think first swords, and then we're going to have to work our way up to leopards.
Swords first.
Yeah,
okay.
First we'll have swords, and then the swords will, you know, be used to combat the giant animals.
Now you got a show. Hey, last time we had you on a few weeks ago, you were getting ready to, you were taking the UFC, and then you were also doing some stand-up in England. Now, it was the first time you'd ever done stand-up over there. How'd you go over?
It was awesome. England, first of all, is so nice, man. People are so nice over there. It's kind of creepy.
They're polite.
It's fake
they're
nice, though, isn't it?
I don't think so.
Really?
I think they're just nicer. Yeah, I think there's the guy. I'm showing the video right now.
Oh, my God.
How crazy is that guy?
Oh, my
it's on
God.
Lisa's screen. How's
that
this helping us, Joe?
I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen at home, we're just watching giant monsters. It's amazing that we let these things, this guy's breeding them and raising them in captivity. How about we just kill them all off? Can't they kill us? What are we doing with them? A bunch of animals running around that can kill us.
I don't understand why we don't just...
him to Africa. What do we care?
I think we should clearly be the dominant animals. Kill all the anything that can kill us.
Why don't they leave them in Africa? Dead. Let them be raised in Africa.
Well, crocodiles. There's people that get these as cubs, and then they raise them, and then they realize that they can't control
them. Well, they need to stop
that. Well, Mike Tyson had a bunch of them, didn't he?
Yes, yeah.
He did. Yes, yeah. He did.
There's a brain trust right there to figure out how to introduce them back.
He might be able to beat a tiger's ass in his prime.
Bite his ear off.
All right, but you digress. You were telling us about England.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was fantastic. It was really fun over there. You know,
did your humor work there?
Yeah, it was weird, though, because I could barely understand them, but they clearly understood me, I guess. Okay.
So, was there some stuff that you don't usually get a big response to? You did there?
No, you know, I mean, it was all pretty. It was pretty transferable. You know, it was really interesting. You know, it's just the politeness though was the thing that threw me off. Like everywhere, the airport, restaurants. Yeah.
Well,
different. You know?
Most of us, you know, live in America and know America, and it has gotten very coarse here and very rude here. And I think you are surprised when you go to some places in the world that it's not quite at that level yet.
Yeah,
it will be. I think eventually it's on the way toward, you know, rolling around the mud with us.
I think it's like having water in your ears. You know, once you pop the water out of your ear, oh, this is what I can hear like. You know, and like when you're in England, you're like, oh, people could be nice, and then you're nice too. You're like, well, thank you. You know, everywhere you go, you're saying you're being nice to people. They're being nice to you. You're like, oh, wow, this is possible.
How'd you find the chicks over there?
They're not as attractive.
It's the dental thing.
I don't know what it is. I think it's a genetic thing. You know, I think the powerful genetics all moved out of that area.
Well, it's like that's
Iraq.
True.
That's my theory about
How
Iraq.
Women do better here.
What's
well, if you
Iraq?
Look at Iraq, Iraq is where Sumer was, and that's like the cradle of civilization. That's the oldest known civilization. First mathematics, first written language, first wheel, first use of the wheel that we know of. And the people that are still there, that's like the townies of the world. Okay. You know? Those are the people that never moved out, you know?
Right.
If that's where civilization started, it all branched out and moved on from there. And the people that are still there, they might as well be hanging out at the auto shop at your high school, you know, those dudes who graduated 15 years ago. So that's what Iraq is. It's like that's where the cradle of civilization is.
That's a good point. So all the hot just moved out of the British Isles, is what you're saying.
All the powerful genetics said, no, there's better. It's
okay.
Like, you know, literally, I mean, East Coast people don't like to hear it, but the difference between the East Coast and the West Coast is the East Coast people stayed. And the West Coast people went, you know what, there's got to be something better than this. These people are douchebags. Let's just keep driving. And then they got in their car and they made it to California. I mean, that's really
never indifferent to you, though.
Never.
They think it's so great. Isn't New York great? Isn't it great to be back? Yeah, for sure. To let me know how great California is.
Yeah.
This is gross. You can freeze to death outside, stupid. What are you doing?
You use the word stupid, I think, better than anyone.
Oh, thank
you. I like that. We need to bring that back a little
bit. Stupid
more.
Is important.
Stupid.
It's very important to use.
Show Rogan is here, Hermosa Beach Comedy and Magic Club. It's going to be two shows tomorrow night, two shows Saturday night. It's always a great time. We got more we need to talk to Joe about, but we got to take a quick break and come back after this on the World Famous K-Rock.
Joe Rogan is in our studios.
Yo. Take the mouse away from him. Get the Joe away from the computer, all right?
Joe spends about 12 hours a day on the computer, I think.
I spend a lot of day checking stuff out. Well, it's fascinating, man. We've never, I mean, I'm taking advantage of this incredible technology. I mean, this is a nutty thing, man. No one's ever had access to information like this before.
As a kid, were you the kid who was in front of his television set all day because you wanted to see what was on?
No, not necessarily. I mean, if something was interesting. But I wasn't really addicted to TV like I'm addicted to the internet.
What kind of stuff
do you
look at
the most?
Well,
the internet's way better than TV.
Let's say besides porn, which is in class all to itself, what do you watch the most?
The porn is only for maintenance. If I watch porn, I have enough stored up so that I don't really need to get any new stuff.
Okay.
I've got my files. I can just go to them at any time it's necessary.
I spend mostly
just reading interesting things, like anything, like weird stuff on space and, you know, weird things they find out about asteroids that are going to kill us.
See, Joe's my diseases. Man because I'm the same way. I'm just always curious about what's out there that I don't know about.
But the difference is that when Joe talks about it, somehow we're interested, and when you talk about it, we're not. I don't know.
Joe Rogan, in case you're interested, is going to be at the Hermosa Beach Comedy and Magic Club tomorrow night for two shows, Saturday for two shows. Call 310-372-1193 or go to comedymagicclub.com. And the next UFC is 71, which is going to be Liddell versus Jackson, and that is going to be coming up in Las Vegas on May 26th. You can still go to that through Ticketmaster. You know what we wanted to ask you about, Joe, because you're a guy with opinions on everything. That's one of the reasons why we love having you on the show, is this new study that just came out. This new survey that just came out from ESPN about Barry Bonds. Now, he is 10 home runs away from probably the sports world's most hallowed record, which is most home runs in a career. And blacks overwhelmingly support him and are happy for him that he is going to break the record and can't wait. overwhelmingly whites hate the idea that he's going to hold this record because they love Henry Aaron so much and Barry Bonds is a dick. Even the baseball, the sport of baseball, Commissioner of Baseball is not going to be there when he breaks the record. Henry Aaron's not going to be there when he breaks the record. What's going on with this thing? What's going on with the difference between the blacks and the whites on this study?
I think somebody be hating. That's what I say. So what? I mean, if you're really freaking out about who hits the ball with the stick better, I can't talk to you. They discovered a gigantic ape in Africa that's 6 feet tall and it walks semi-upright.
That's more important?
That's important. Way more fascinating to me. It's called a Bondo ape. Who cares about Barry Bonds? That thing will kick Barry Bonds' ass. That's what we need to do, get Bondo apes in the octagon.
So you've
got
no
400-pound raging chimps.
You got no feeling on whether you care. You don't even care.
If they
made
baseball illegal, it wouldn't affect me slightly.
Do you like baseball?
No,
I find it incredibly boring. But I'm a complete hypocrite because I watch pool on TV. I watch professional pool.
Billiards.
Yeah, so, yeah, as boring as you might think baseball is, I get fascinated by pool.
Because you play it, though, right?
Exactly. I used to play a lot.
Did I or did I not see you, Joe Rogan? Playing Scrabble on television last night.
I did, but I didn't really. Jimmy Kimmel played the Scrabble. I was a retard just staring at him like came up with words. I've never played Scrabble, ever.
Ever.
So I didn't even know what the rules are, how it starts, and we had 3 minutes to do this segment, and it's us against the world little children Scrabble champions.
No, you know
so Jimmy just... No, Jimmy stopped
really?
Them. Jimmy's a monster. Really? He's an animal. And he's ruthless. He didn't care if they're nine. He went right at the throat.
Sounds like Jimmy.
He went right at them, and he had a big smile on his face when he won. We crushed you, and he shook their hand. Like, wow,
you seem like the kind of guy, Joe, with the fascination that you have for the wild animals and with the access that you would be able to get as a celebrity and probably with the money that you've got. Why aren't you one of these crazy guys who's raising wild animals in your backyard?
I thought about that at one point.
I
got super high, and I have this big plot of land next to my house. And I go, what if I just put like a 4-foot thick plexiglass wall and had this crazy gorilla sanctuary just in my back? And I literally considered it for about a half an hour. That's how baked I was.
And then when you came down, you realized
when I thought about it, man, you'd have to hire a trainer, and he'd probably be an idiot. And you'd have to talk to him every day, and he'd want to whine and complain.
And zoning laws.
Yeah, and then, you know, what if the chimps got out?
Right.
And killed dogs and stuff.
Don't think about all that stuff. Just go for it.
No, I have a bunch of dogs and I have a cat. So I think.
Were you so jealous when Michael Jackson had bubbles though? Because that could have been you.
Chimps are dangerous, dude. I am not into chimps.
Remember,
chimps,
Kevin went through a phase.
That's like
Kevin
a
wanted
wild
a monkey.
Thug that lives with you. That's like a wild thug. Yeah. They're crazy.
I actually did some research, talked to people about what it would be like to have them as a pet because I was fascinated
by
them.
A monkey or a chimp?
Either one.
The chimps are the scary ones.
That's what they said.
Monkeys are kind of cool.
But they also said it's a lot of damn work.
It's like
way
a baby. It's like having a baby forever. They never become like a person. Like they never go to college. They never get a job.
But that's they're just, still cool. You're not saying they're not cool.
Well, they're very cool, but it's really cool for a lonely person, you know, who's really easily amused.
Lots
just
of
take
time.
Because after a while, you realize this little dude can't even talk to me. And he's just a pain in the ass.
All you can do is throw poop back and forth.
Needy, needy.
That's about it.
But they're cool. If you like, you go to a bar and a guy's got a monkey, that guy's the...
Yes, he is.
And don't they live like 40 years or something, too? Yeah, it's not like you hang in there for 10 and then you're out, right?
My grandma had a monkey, and it was a really mean monkey that only liked my grandma, and it would bite everybody else.
Who says my grandma had a monkey?
That's
my grandma's crazy, dude.
My grandma was crazy.
My grandma did time. My grandmother did time for running numbers for the mob.
Oh, nice. My God.
I love your grandma.
Yeah, my grandmother was involved. You know, they used to think they didn't have the lottery back then. In the neighborhood, they had the numbers, and my grandma was a part of that, and she got busted. She wouldn't roll over, so she did 6 months in the pokey.
That's the best. So it was always
like, where's grandma? Oh, she's visiting Aunt Annie.
That's the best. I wish my grandma did something cool like that.
Well, she got a mom. Grandma was crazy, seriously. She was convinced she was psychic. She was one of those people that would always tell you what the lottery number was going to be after it came out. I knew that number.
But what makes her go from that to thinking she could raise a
monkey? She was just a nutty lady.
Oh,
but
awesome.
The problem was she didn't take care of it, and the thing was always in the attic. You know, so
the
monkey like was into seeing her, was happy to see her, but every other person who would see it would just freak out on. And eventually everybody's like, yo, grandma, you gotta get rid of that thing. Well, he never came after me, you know. He was cool with me.
Wow. Joe, you ever been arrested?
No, never been arrested.
Really? I'm surprised at that.
Your grandmother would be very unhappy.
I'm a nice person to police officers, and I try not to do anything stupid.
You know, I'm a big supporter of the police. You know, I think police is just like people. You know, there's a lot of douchebags out there. It doesn't mean they're all douchebags. And most of the cops I know, because I know a lot of cops from jujitsu and from working with the UFC, and most of them are cool. They're just trying to do a tough job and get by and protect people.
Somebody's so working on getting out of his next ticket,
that.
By the way.
I respect that. No, seriously, right, man. So that's why I've never been arrested. That and I'm not stupid.
We have to take a break.
That's illegal is only like illegal federally.
Right.
And that's I think we know what that is. We have to take a break. Joe, you can stick around for another
Hell
one, I hope.
Yeah.
We have a bunch of stuff, as always, to talk to you about, including Jim Lampley's comments about the sport that you love that he had on TV this Saturday.
Wonderful things to say about that.
Excellent.
I'm sure you do. We'll continue with Joe Rogan right after this in the world-famous K-Rock.
Joe Rogan is in the studio.
So Mike Isner is not going to do the thing in Joe's hair. I didn't hear what the answer was. No, I just didn't. I didn't hear.
Okay. Wrong with you?
Joe Rogan is here, Hermosa Beach Comedy and Magic Club, tomorrow night and Saturday night. Here's the quote I want to read from you. This is from Jim Lampley, who I think we all admire. I think we're all fans of Mr. Lampley's work on HBO.
Huge.
With the boxing. We just had him on our show last week. He was tremendous. Here's what he had to say at the end of the De La Hoya Mayweather fight. Will boxing have to cede its place on the stage to other fighting forms like mixed martial arts? Mixed martial arts is entertaining. The kind of skill level you saw in the ring tonight, there's nothing in mixed martial arts that is within light years of what Mayweather and De La Hoya are able to do with their hands, end quote. Joe Rogan, your thoughts.
Well, that's not true. First of all, maybe with their hands, De La Hoya and Mayweather are better, but you have to understand that the only reason why they're allowed to use their hands like that is because guys aren't trying to tackle them, guys aren't trying to kick their legs, guys aren't trying to there's a lot of jumping, flying knees, there's all sorts of stuff that you can do in MMA that you can't do in boxing, so you're allowed to be more relaxed with your hands. You can't bob and weave in MMA because you get kicked in the head,
right?
All that stuff is useless. It's a part of a bygone era. I'm a fan of boxing and I appreciate it as a sport, but it's a very, very limited sport. It's the sport of big padded cushions on your hands and you punch them in the face. I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's not an effective way to fight. As a matter of fact, it's very ineffective. You know, you could break your hands really easily punching guys bare knuckle too. You know, it's not a good way, you know, to hit each other. The best way to hit each other is MMA style. The best way to physically to, like, if you want to have a competition against, you know, how to fight against someone, what the Ultimate Fighting Championship proved is that mixed martial arts is the most effective style. No boxer ever entered into mixed martial arts with no wrestling training and ever competed.
And that's all
and
they
did
needed.
Well.
Right.
Yeah, it's boring to watch because if you watched a boxing match and all the boxers were allowed to do was jab to the stomach, would that be interesting? Of course not.
No.
Well, that's what boxing is like if you're used to MMA. If you're used to mixed martial arts and watching the UFC, they're allowed to do everything. They can kick to the. It makes it so much more dynamic because there's so many more variables and you have to be thinking about so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a much, much more exciting sport. And guys like Jim Lampley, the reason why he's bringing up MMA and we're not bringing up boxing in the UFC telecast is because he's scared. Because boxing is going to get swallowed up. The same way Taekwondo got swallowed up by the UFC, the same way Muay Thai is getting swallowed up, all these different martial arts that are very effective as long as you have a very rigid set of rules. You're not allowed to clinch, you're not allowed to kick the legs, right. You're not allowed to tackle. Then it's effective to punch a guy. But really, that's not realistic. The realistic way of fighting is MMA style.
You go to the fight, by the way, Joe?
No, I can't
watch
it.
You weren't hanging out with the
No, I watched him on pay-per-view. I swear to God, I just fast-forwarded it. It's boring. You know, I watch, like, Bernard Hopkins is one of my favorite fighters because he's so technical. Like, I've loved watching him fight, and I might watch that Miguel Cotto fight, but I knew what this fight was going to be. It's a boxing match, and it is very interesting, and if I didn't have a gig that night, I would have definitely watched it live.
Right.
You know, I'm a fan of boxing. I was a huge fan growing up of Roberto Duran and Sugar Ray Leonard and Tommy Hearns and Hagler.
There's so few people you care about today. I mean,
yeah.
In boxing, there's so few heroes like there used to be.
And the people that are famous now were famous before MMA. There will be no new famous people. It's not going to happen. They're all going to mixed martial arts now. Because, look, if you're a badass dude and you're an alpha male and you want to be a dominator like Tyson or like any of these guys do, you don't want to be a dominator in a sport that you know is kind of, like, fake. Because that's right. What it is. Like, you're the baddest man on the planet. No, you're not. You're the baddest man on the planet as long as God doesn't tackle you or kick your legs or hit you with a knee
like
or an elbow.
There are a lot of rules to protect
you.
Yeah,
or push you up against a corner and smash your face in with elbows. Look, you're not the baddest man on the planet. You're the baddest man on the planet with the marks of Queensberry rules or whatever that is.
So you think that all of the younger athletes that would
100%
would be
all
great
ones
boxers
who aren't pussies.
Going,
like
ones,
if there were no MMA, a guy like Liddell would be a boxer now. But now why bother, right?
He would
because
be a
he's
kick kickboxer. I mean, he was a kickboxer before. Well, he was a wrestler in college, and he was he's a very interesting example of a mixed martial artist because he is very good in two particular areas. One, he avoids takedowns, and two, he can smash your face. He's just got these two areas. He's not submitting anybody. He's not trying to take anybody down. He's avoiding takedowns and cracking dudes. He's a very unique example, and I think he's probably, I mean, he's completely dominant now, but in the future, there won't be guys like that anymore. You'll have to have all the skills, and guys will be training from the beginning, not as wrestlers who eventually entered into it, but as mixed martial artists from the get-go.
Now, Saturday, May 26th, I think that's Memorial Day weekend is when you're going to be at the MGM Grand, and that's for Chuck Liddell versus Quentin Jackson. What do you think of that? Is that a good matchup?
It's a real good matchup. I mean, Quentin Jackson's the last guy to beat Chuck Liddell, and he stopped him. Stopped him in Japan, and he's a tough guy. Quentin has had some tough fights since then. He was stopped twice by Wanderlei Silva, and you know he's you know that's a confidence shattering thing to get KO'd twice and dominated by a guy, and you know I mean that's hard. And he's had a couple of fights since then, but you know he hasn't looked like the old Quentin. You know, he looked pretty good in his last fight against Marvin Eastman, who stopped him. But I think Chuck Liddell right now is on a really dangerous streak. He's very confident, and he's just so zoned in. He's just such a dangerous guy, and his knockout list is just a who's who of mixed martial arts.
Yeah.
I mean everybody he's fought that's any good, from Guy Metzger to, you know, Tito Ortiz twice knocked him out. Randy Couture twice knocked him out. Vernon Tiger White, Hanato Babalu twice knocked him out. I mean, guys who never get knocked out, he crushes them over and over again. And he's so zoned in. Like, he's got this look in his eyes that, I know I'm going to hit you, and I know you're going to fall apart. And the other guys are like, man, I hope he doesn't hit me, and I hope I fall apart. You know, and so it's like you have that dynamic going on. That's a scary thing.
I do know you don't steal his parking space. That's the one thing I've learned from Chuck Liddell.
You're a super nice guy. You know, if you meet him in real life, he's very friendly. You know, he's not a dick at all.
Let's take this call from Charles, by the way, in Orange, who has an interesting question that I hadn't even thought about, but Joe Rogan is in the studio. He's the man to ask. Charles, you're on the Kevin Bean Chunk Era. Go ahead.
Hey, Joe, do me a favor and make a prediction when you'll see MMA replace boxing or Greco-Roman wrestling in the Olympics?
Well, I don't think it'll ever replace them because I think both of those sports are excellent sports. But I do think that MMA belongs in the Olympics. I mean, MMA is really what sport is all about. I mean, at the end of the day, what a sport is men trying to dominate other men. Especially physical contact sports like football. And what that is, that's just a gigantic game of let's fight. But they're using a ball.
Don't you think that kind of the Olympics are this old school, older guys square? They don't know anything. It takes a long time to move something like this.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it takes a long time. I mean, I don't understand the politics behind it. I'm sure it's really hard to get something in, but I do think it belongs in there.
Yeah. I mean, you're starting to see like snowboarding and things like added into the Winter Olympics. So, I mean, I think they are becoming a little bit more cognizant of the fact that they might have to freshen up.
Well, when I was a kid, Taekwondo was just getting introduced, you know, when it was like in the late 80s. I think it came in the first time, I think it was 88. You know, so things do get in there that are weird, you know, like that. Yeah. And look, MMA is so huge and exciting and popular that I think it would benefit them. If Taekwondo got in, and nobody really cares, nobody goes to see Taekwondo tournaments, but MMA is just this monster sport now.
Yeah,
I mean, you've never seen the kind of energy that you will see at a UFC. It is insane. I've been to big-time boxing match, Bernard Hopkins and Jermaine Taylor. I've been to all these big, you know, world championship bouts. We're all hyped up. There's nothing like a UFC. It's crazy. It's like the fall of Rome and you're in the Colosseum, man. It's crazy. 16,000 people standing and screaming. And not just for one fight. For like 9 fights. The energy level is insane. I mean, it's one of the weirdest things you could ever experience as a human being.
It's funny because I noticed at the De La Hoya fight that when the first two undercard fights were happening, there was no one even there. No. The whole place was empty.
That's the other gross thing about boxing.
And then they all came in kind of last second.
Is these guys are crooks. These promoters, they don't give you, I mean, you're paying $50 for pay-per-view or whatever it is, and you're getting one good fight, and they're getting the lion's share of the purse. In the UFC, they'll try to put together as many good fights as they can. The beautiful thing about it is the guys who own the UFC are super rich, and they're fans. I mean, the Zuffa guys, the Fertittas, they own like 20 casinos. They just love fighting. And so they purchased the UFC, and they lost like $44 million on it before it turned around, which is like, I mean, if they're paying taxes on that money, that's like $88 million. You know, they were deep in the hole. They were committed to it, and that's why it's such a cool organization, is because these guys that own it are real fans.
Yeah.
They want killer fights. They don't want to just make a ton of money and rip everybody off and have like one good fight.
You can say it's cool if you want, but nothing matches that thing where they ski and then shoot while they're on skis. That's really the coolest sport of all. Whatever that one is.
They ski, shoot, and something else, right?
I don't know. Drink, I think, is what they do. It takes some shots at the end of the mountain. I think that's how that works.
That is a bizarre combo.
We are out of time, but we always love having Joe on the show. You know you're welcome anytime. Hermosa Beach Comedy and Magic Club, thank you. It's going to be two shows tomorrow night, two shows Saturday night. Go to comedyandmagicclub.com or call 310-372-1193. Come back anytime, Joe. Good
luck,
man.
Appreciate it.
Thanks. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Thursday. Ralph, what you talking about?
I don't know. I don't know what the game is. What's it called again? I'm going to guess how this game
is. All killer, no filler?
It's about dog food.
Oh,
Sum 41.
How do you do it?
Yeah. I have a gift.
Lindsay Lohan's very upset about those photographs that appeared in the British tabloid newspaper News of the World that showed her in a bathroom stall with a couple girlfriends at an L.A. nightclub sticking a strange white powder up her nose.
That's weird. Let's not jump to conclusions, Ralph.
I didn't jump to any conclusion. It's inexplicable to me. I have no idea what that white powder could be. Anyway, a friend tells Life and Style magazine that when the photos were released, she started crying hysterically, convinced that everyone is out to get her, was the quote. Now her attorney, Mike Heller, has weighed in on the subject. He has released the following statement. However, he refuses to confirm or deny the shots showing Lindsay allegedly snorting cocaine, saying, "This just goes to show how hard it is to be Lindsay Lohan." Who's even denied her privacy in the sacred confines of a ladies' room stall and then must fend off the slings and arrows of outrageous allegations.
That is classic. He didn't say that.
That's exactly what he said.
That's baloney. It doesn't make sense.
Let me tell you a little something.
Yeah.
Not that hard to be Lindsay Lohan. Go make some movies, party whenever you want, hang out with your rich and famous friends. Not that hard.
Don't do blow in front of other people?
That's the only hard part. The only hard part is trying to refrain from doing coke in front of other people in a bathroom. That's all you really need to worry about if you're Lindsay Lohan. It's one small item on your list you need to check off.
She, refresh my memory, she was in rehab or did not? She's not the one who went to rehab.
Yeah, she is. Oh,
she did go to rehab.
Oh, yeah.
And now she's counting down the hours so she can go to Las Vegas for an enormous blowout for her birthday, her 21st birthday, because thank God she's going to be able to drink. That's a healthy attitude.
Funny you should bring that up, young man, because interesting story today in the news about Lindsay Lohan's 21st birthday party. She does indeed want to party hardy marty in Vegas. She told Ellen DeGeneres on her show that she wants to milk this opportunity for all it's worth, and she wasn't kidding. The Palms Hotel in Vegas offered her $250,000 to allow them to hold the festivities there at their hotel casino.
Wow.
Yes, we'd like to pay you $250,000 to allow us to throw you a birthday party, Ms. Lohan. What do you say? Nuh-uh, she responded. Word is, Lindsay has an asking price of $1 million for her 21st birthday party.
Come on.
You must pay her $1 million in order to wine and dine her on her 21st.
God, I hope no one does that.
I'd take $250,000 to have my birthday there.
I'd settle for picking up the tab. The Palms would like to pick up the tab for me, my birthday this year. Just let me drink for free and maybe a piece of cake.
How do you turn down $250,000 for nothing?
Arrogance, self-importance. Wow. I don't know.
She'll get it, though. If she starts a bidding war in Vegas, somebody will
pay it.
Pay
Lindsay Lohan $1 million to star in a movie that I was making, let alone sit in a VIP section, guzzle my booze all night long.
Good point.
What if it was a snuff film?
Now we're talking. Or if it was one of those, night screen vision dailies.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'd be all about that. Canada's bad.
Why is that?
Really? Because I like Canada.
Why?
Well, what's not to like?
Because he's being.
Because it's bad. Everything's bad there.
Don't they have really good strip clubs?
Well, yeah, I go a couple times a year and have a fantastic visit every time I'm there. They seem like nice people.
But they're bad.
Okay, tell me why.
Warner Brothers has announced they are banning all advanced screenings of their motion pictures in Canada due to the piracy that is rife in that country.
How about
apparently
that?
70% of all Warner Brothers releases in the past 18 months have been pirated in Canada. 70% of their films.
Wow.
At present, it is not a criminal offense in the country to record movies in theaters for personal use. Let me explain that to you. If you take a video camera into a theater, set it up on a tripod, and shoot the movie,
and say, I'm going to take this home and watch it in the privacy of my own home, they say, well, please enjoy.
Would you really?
Don't forget a free refill on that soda, sir. That's what they say to you when you do that.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Kevin, weren't you mocking me for suggesting that you can show up with a film crew?
Yes, I thought you were kidding.
Yes. I'd like to hear you apologize to Bean.
I apologize, Bean.
There we go.
But he was kidding in my defense.
Yeah, I was. I just got lucky.
Canada has the highest camcording rate by individuals in theaters of any other country.
Everyone sitting there with a camcorder?
Yes. You cannot see usually when you go to the movies because there's just... Could you move the camera, please?
That's a bizarre law to have on the books. It seems like that's the type of thing that somebody would have realized a long time ago isn't doing the film business any good, and they would have just, you know, passed a new law.
Warner Brothers says until Canada makes steps to sufficiently protect their copyright laws and their films from being illegally copied, that they're going to continue with this process.
So what about that?
No advanced screenings there, because Canada's bad.
There we go. All right. Good sound. Good sound.
Apparently, Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix will not be shown. Neither will Ocean's 13.
Wow, those are
the two big ones this year that they'll be missing out on up in the advanced screenings in Canada. Speaking of Ocean's 13, if you'd like to hang out with me and my new best friend George Clooney, we'd like to invite you down to a big event.
You don't know him, Ralph. You guys, I mean,
you don't know him at all. You guys ever heard of a little thing called The Secret?
Yeah.
Yes.
Power of positive thinking.
If I put that out into the universe,
I see.
I will make it so.
Okay. So you haven't met him yet, and you're not his friend yet.
But he's going to be at Grauman's Chinese Theater Tuesday, June 5th at 11:30 a.m. He's going to put his hands and feet in cement. Of course, they have that courtyard there at Grauman's where they have all the stars' footprints and handprints in cement. He's going to be there along with Brad Pitt, Matt Damon, and the producer of Ocean's 13, Jerry Weintraub. They are going to be having a big ceremony down there at 11:30 on Tuesday, June 5th. And I'm going to go, and George and I are going to meet and become fast friends.
Are you going to ask him to put his hands and feet in you?
Oh, stop it. Why do you turn something pure and innocent and sully it with your disgustingness?
I thought that was part of the secret, is you're supposed to wish for what you want. And I thought maybe that's where you were headed with that.
I want a heterosexual friendship with George Clooney and myself.
Good morning. Fabulous.
Right,
outstanding. Wonderful.
I want to go out with George Clooney and Danny DeVito and just drink limoncellos until we just can't see straight.
Limoncellos.
Yes.
But you would make out with him if you could.
No,
that's what you're
saying. Wouldn't. I am not sexually attracted to the man. I just think he's a righteous dude. They say in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Dude, with Clooney as your wingman, can you imagine the tail you could pull?
Yeah. We'd tear this joint up. We'd rock.
But he'd tear the joint up by himself, right. I think is what we're saying.
But he'd be more tearing if I was there to help him tear.
He would tear it up. You would catch the crumbs from the table.
Yeah. Well, I'm a married man. I wouldn't even be interested in that. I would like to bask in the glory.
Sure.
In the residual fame that is George Clooney's legendary prowess with the ladies. I would just sit back and go, oh, George. I just do that a lot.
And he's going to be attracted to that way.
Oh, George, you minx. That's what I'd be saying. Anyway, all of this is part of a much bigger issue. They are taking the cast and crew of Ocean's 13 across the country, starting at the Chinese Theater, then they're going to Vegas, then they're going to Chicago. They're doing premieres. They're selling tickets to these premieres all over the country to raise money for the International Rescue Committee for Not On Our Watch, which is a very worthy organization raising money for humanitarian efforts in Darfur. You know, that country, of course, has been torn apart by civil war, and it's just a bad, bad scene. So they are they're stepping up, and they're putting their money where their mouth is, which is pretty cool. If you'd like more information on what you can do to help, you can go to savedarfur.org, or just come on down June 5th on Tuesday, 11:30, and hang out with me and George. We know all about what we'll be talking about.
Never mind.
Why don't you never mind? That's all I got to say. Oh, I don't have time for my email. I'll do this tomorrow. That's all right. Oh. I'll save it. It's going to be good. You're going to like it. Tune in tomorrow.
I think it's hot.
It's hot.
I think I'm going to get it.
I'm going to get it. Today's celebrity birthdays, Bono. Speaking of guys who do good things for good causes, he is 47 years old.
A girl starts walking, guys start talking, sits down next to starts talking.
What? No.
Hard to believe, Kevin, but you've jumped the gun.
Oh.
Just a hair.
That's not Bono?
Linda Evangelista. Supermodel. She's a supermodel, 42 years old today. Chris Novoselic from Nirvana is 42 years old today. Eric Palladino, director Dave Malucci, excuse me, Dr. Dave Malucci on ER, he is 39 years old today. Kenan Thompson from Saturday Night Live, he's 29 years old today. And Young MC, the rapper, is 40 years old today. That would be the time.
Oh.
A girl starts walking, guy starts gawking, sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes the groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move.
Yeah, go, yo, oh, 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 oh,
just bust the move.
Oh. Clooney and I are going to dance our asses off to that song.
You don't know Clooney.
At the after party, we're just going to go off
and bust a move. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So easy to win the tickets. We give you so many different ways to get into the K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2007. For instance, you can just pick up the phone and call. Be caller 20 when the next song you were listening for plays. It is Sorrow by Bad Religion. Or you can call right now at 1-800-520-1067 as we debut our new game, All Killer, No Filler.
All Killer, No Filler. All Killer, No Filler.
Guess the name of the famous killer.
Win Weenie Roast.
Win tickets to the Weenie Roast.
Weenie Roast.
All Killer, No Filler.
They're not playing, right? That band's not on the bill, right?
No, that's Omar and the Omars. No, they're not going to be playing.
Omar and the Omars.
Those improv classes are paying off, right?
Let's welcome the host of All Killer, No Filler, ladies and gentlemen, our old friend, Orenthal Simpson, is on the line with us right now. Hey, OJ.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. Sorry about that, OJ.
I never heard nothing like that before.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to play the game that sound.
Right, sure. I know. We apologize. Listen, we'll explain the game in a moment, but first, we had to ask.
I'm the juice.
Right. Right. You are the juice, right?
I'm the juice.
Okay. Right. Let me just ask real quick before we get into the game. We have the callers on hold. Can you tell us briefly from your perspective what happened the other night out there in Louisville? I guess you're in town with some friends for the Kentucky Derby. You were asked by the restaurant owner to leave the restaurant. What happened, OJ?
I don't know. I just go in to have a meal.
Mm-hmm.
I bring some friends in, and I say, excuse me, do you serve steak here?
Yeah.
And they say, yes. And I said, well, I'd like a steak knife, please. And he said, not so much for you, sir. How am I supposed to eat steak without a knife? And so they said, well, you have to leave.
You didn't order a steak, just a knife?
Just a knife, yeah. Oh. I just wanted a knife.
That was the problem. And you're there with a young, attractive, young, pretty blonde woman, I understand.
Of course I was. I'm the juice.
You're the juice. Okay.
I am the juice.
All right. Let me run this by you guys and see if I understand it. OJ, apparently you're going to be asking the listeners the questions in this game we call All Killer, No Filler. And you're going to be describing the names of famous killers. And all they have to do is come up with the name of the killer that you are talking about. Is that right?
What could be more simple than that?
All right. All killers.
Keep in mind, I am not one of the answers because I was acquitted.
Right, in one of the
courts. You couldn't have actually killed anyone because clearly you're innocent.
That's absolutely right.
Right. Okay, let's say good morning to Sean in Redlands. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning.
All right, Sean, listen, OJ is going to describe a killer. You come up with a name. If you're right, we put you in the drawing and we find out at the end of the segment who's going to the K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2007. You are contestant number one, so good luck. Here's OJ.
If this guy had a MySpace page, he'd list his hobbies as painting, dressing up as a clown at children's parties, and raping and killing young men.
Oh, come on.
Who's that killer?
That would be Ramirez? No.
Yes. I'm sorry. OJ,
no
who
way,
are we looking
man.
For?
That's John Wayne Gacy.
There you go.
Right. He's great.
I'm sorry?
He was bad.
Right. Frank in Lincoln Heights. Good morning.
What's up, dude?
You're on with the juice.
All right.
This guy supposedly killed President John F. Kennedy, but I don't buy it, and I'm still looking for the real killer on golf courses everywhere.
Frank?
He killed Kennedy, and he's looking for the body on golf courses everywhere.
Yeah, besides talking to your friends.
That's what I just
said. Yeah. Besides talking to your friends, talk to us. What's the answer, Frank?
Who killed President John F. Kennedy?
Who killed Kennedy?
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Ted Bundy.
I want to come over to your house and explain things to you with a hunting knife.
That's not so much Ted Bundy.
I want to give you something I call the Goldman.
OJ, come on.
As much as Lee Harvey Oswald.
Lee Harvey, mother effing Oswald.
Yeah.
Right. And he was framed, right, OJ? He didn't do it.
That's right.
All right. Let's try Al in San Bernardino, see if he actually paid attention during high school. Al, you're on with OJ Simpson. Listen up. Here's your question.
This Southern California serial killer was nicknamed the Night Stalker, which is very close to my prison nickname, the Wife Stalker.
OJ, that would be Richard Ramirez.
Yes, it would.
Yeah!
That's right. Go. Good for you, Al.
Nicely done. All right, you hold on, Al. We're going to do a drawing in a couple of minutes. Let's go to Jesse in Garden Grove. Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, what it do?
You're on with OJ.
This legendary killer slashed up prostitutes in 19th century London. His real identity is still unknown, but I'm a big fan anyway.
Let me say Jack the Ripper.
That's correct.
That's right.
Nicely done.
You're
the
man.
You hold on.
OJ, were you a little offended when producer Lightning called and asked you to host a game called All Killer, No Filler?
No, man. I'm a whore. I'll do anything anywhere.
Okay.
Okay.
Jack and Orange, good morning.
Hey, guys. Si se puede.
Si se puede to you as well, my friend.
Pedro Guerrero to you.
Here's OJ.
The man who killed President Abraham Lincoln was also an actor, but not nearly as good as I was in the Naked Gun movies.
Killed President Abraham
Lincoln.
John Wilkes Booth.
That's
nice.
Right.
Nice. How about that? Didn't think he was going to come up with that one.
Hang on, Jack. Hey, OJ, did you ever hit it with Anna Nicole Smith when you guys were working together on that last Naked Gun movie?
Everybody hit it with Anna. Okay, being with Anna was like throwing a hot dog down a hallway. There had been some traffic through that tunnel before.
I didn't get
that.
Not
any good.
Amy in San Pedro, good morning.
Good morning.
You're on with OJ.
Amy, one of America's most famous serial killers, this guy killed and raped young women from 1974 to 1978, and he was not one of the characters on Married with Children.
Is that hottie Ted Bundy?
That's right. Good-looking man, Ted Bundy.
All right, let's do one more. Let's go to Richard in Glendora. Good morning, Richard.
Morning.
Richard, this 1960s lunatic led a family of killers, and he liked the Beatles song Helter Skelter so much, he had it written in blood on his victim's walls. Now, I was going to write Funky Cold Medina on Nicole's house, but I just didn't have time.
That would have been interesting.
What's the answer, Richard?
That would have to be Helter Skelter, Charles Manson.
Yes.
Yeah. That's right.
Nicely done.
Hey, these people know some killers right here.
They do, don't they?
I'm so proud that these people know about killers.
All right. Listen up. Everyone who was right is in the drawing. Lisa's going to select from those who did and find out who the winner is.
Hey, yo, check this out. And the winner is...
Richard in Glendora.
Richard in Glendora. Congratulations, Richard.
Right on.
You're going to the K-Rock Weedy Roasty Fiesta.
All right.
Thanks.
Maybe Richard and I can go together. He could drive the Bronco.
Fantastic.
I'll be in the back.
He's in, yes.
All killer, no filler.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Mark, so you're starting tonight, and are you a permanently on the show?
Yes.
Hey, by the way, if you see Botchko, tell him that we're so over there is not anymore, right?
That was A Moment with Kevin.
You guys with your crazy editing.
Oh, I wish that had been editing.
948 Kevin and Bean Show. Type your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. You get on the air, you get a prize.
I'm very angry at the two of you, by the way.
Why?
Why? Because you had J.S. Jaguar on today.
Right.
Goalie for the outstanding
Ducks.
Anaheim Ducks.
Right.
Right.
And not once did you mention the outstanding quality of their lip balm. You never brought up the fantastic duck lip balm.
We had hockey to talk about. That was really why he was on, was to talk about their series.
A lot of teams play hockey. A lot of
Red
people
Wings.
Play hockey. There's only one duck lip balm.
The homosexual is right.
Thank you so much.
Ralph's been bragging about this lip balm.
Not
like
bragging. I
didn't
even
try to
it.
Tell him it's just lip balm. It's like one step up from the tire rubber, tires. It's just, it's nothing.
Wrong.
And he's like, oh, this is so different.
Wrong.
All right.
Here's what you get for being on the air with us. It's a $100 gift certificate to Kevin Jewelers, just in time for Mother's Day, plus American Dad Volume 2 out on DVD in stores May 15th. Next time we have Jiggy on, when they get past the Red Wings and head for the finals, he'll talk to us again, Ralph. We'll give you the opportunity to come in and bring up the lip balm if you
want to know what the magic is in their lip balm.
Or not.
I'll throw in a Ducks lip balm, whoever wins on What's Your Deal.
Wow.
What
really?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Andy and your Belinda, good morning.
Yeah, what to do, nephew?
What to do?
Good morning.
I was calling to ask why you guys don't keep catalog your heroes recaps. I mean, with the end coming up, we got to review the previous episodes.
Well, we don't really do a heroes recap.
We've never done that.
Not one time ever.
Once, didn't we?
Nope.
We've had guests on. We talked to a lot of the actors from the show. We got Greg Grunberg tomorrow morning, who plays Matt Parkman on the show. But we don't really do a feature, if that's what you're asking about.
You guys do talk about it on Tuesdays, don't you?
Well, I think we used to, but not very much. I don't think it was ever a regular thing. We can't be counting on
that. We mentioned it, but we never played clips and do all that kind of stuff. We never did that.
We have a very short attention span.
But it's a good show, and we will look forward to it on Monday.
All right, let's go to Lauren and Sherman Oaks.
Don't get me wrong. So we wasted time in that freaking Lost. But no, we never did
Lost
Heroes.
Lost is so good now.
Never did Heroes.
So good now. backstory of Ben. Lauren in Sherman Oaks, good morning.
What it do?
What it do?
So, I may have discovered the greatest website ever.
Please.
UltimateSurrender.com. It is female pornographic wrestling.
No, it's not. UltimateSurrender.com.
Seen it.
And when you say female porno wrestling, are they...
That's what I mean. It's two rounds. First round, straight wrestling. You get points for pins, just like proper wrestling.
Right.
Second round, the objective is to remove the opponent's underwear and get one or more fingers.
Okay, all right.
Hey, there should be some button pushing over
easy.
There. What's wrong with
well,
you?
Well, she just said you get one or more fingers. That's all she
said.
She
right.
said anything about what
no,
you do with
them. I potted her off.
Nope.
She was off the air.
I didn't hear anything beyond that.
Yeah, but what wrestling. Exactly. Yeah.
You've seen the site, Ralph? Is it no good? You don't sound very enthusiastic about it.
No, it's good. It's fine, but, you know, it's novelty porn. I'm not big on novelty porn.
Oh, it's absolutely novelty, but it's fantastic. They've got like the 9-inch porno now.
I don't think we need any other details.
Me up.
Thank you, Lori.
UltimateSurrender.com. Okay.
They got these women, they're nude and they got them bent backwards and stuff. It's very sort of aggressive lesbian action, pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I didn't have any plans at all for today, and now I'm set for the next 12 hours. So thank you, Lauren, for that call. I appreciate it.
Manny and Reseda, good morning.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do, nephew?
What it do, baby boo?
Hey, Manny.
What's going on?
Well, I just started taking the bus. I heard you guys talking about that, and I take it in Westwood, and the quality of the women is surprisingly high in Westwood.
Manny, you get a DUI?
Well, you are by a college.
No, I have a car. I'm just saving money because gas is hella expensive right now. And
so you got a DUI?
No, I did not.
All right, just checking.
It's not for you.
So the chicks on the buses are hotter than you thought they would be.
Well, yeah, I think it's because it's right next to UCLA.
And gosh, do you think?
Any buses near major colleges, I would think, would be.
I'm just letting you guys know.
All right.
I'll start riding the bus to Westwood.
Okay.
Thanks.
Hey, we'll all be riding today. Another couple of dollars a gallon, we'll all be riding the bus, by the way. He's just ahead of the curve right now.
All right. Let's go to, where should we go? Tom in Whittier. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, what'd it do, nephew?
What'd it do?
Lisa?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, have you guys been to the new Albertsons with all the flat-screen TVs all over the store?
Mm-mm.
No,
yeah, they're advertising their own store while you're shopping.
The products in the store or the store itself?
No, the store itself, sometimes the products, but it's the most annoying thing in the world. They got this cell phone commercial where the cell phone keeps ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing, and then at the end it says, good food won't make you answer the phone, something stupid like that.
So
all I hear is this phone ringing.
Oh,
so they run commercials? Is that what they run commercials on the screens?
Yeah.
Yes.
They have flat screens, and they run commercials about the store you're in on them.
Yeah, while you're in checkout, while you're in produce. It's the most ridiculous thing in the world. I don't even know why they put them in.
They do that at my Jack in the Box that I go to. They got TV screens in the restaurant that shows all the Jack in the Box commercials.
Well, they need to stop that. Hey, by the way, speaking of stopping commercials, does somebody, I know this has to exist. When you go to a website to watch video or whatever, somebody has had to have come up with a program that will let you skip those commercials.
No, sir.
Those commercials, they will play no matter what. You start them, you have to sit through them all. There's no way to skip them. You can't fast forward through them. There's got to be a way to do
just
that.
Just paying for the content that you're watching.
Got to be
that's
a way
how it works.
To do that. That's
no
what
way.
I'm saying.
There's no way to do it.
All right, let's go to David and Arlita. Good morning, David.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
David?
Well, what it do, nephew?
What's going on?
Man,
okay, fellas. What, David?
I've seen the craziest thing this weekend. I went to go see Spider-Man over there at the Arclight.
That is crazy.
And I get off on Sunset with one of my buddies, and we're cruising down Sunset. We stop at this red light, and I see all these people tripping out, like turning towards the bus stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I turn over, and there's this black
I'm not sure we need that kind of detail.
The craziest thing I've ever seen. I was awesome just tripping out.
Yeah.
Was she naked wrestling at the same time while she was?
All right.
She's a black bum chick, you guys, is who she is. Now, let me ask you this. Go back to David for 1 second, because here's the follow-up, and this will not get us in any trouble. Tell us the truth. Was that better than Spider-Man 3?
I think it was.
Well, you can't complain then. You got nothing to complain about.
Yeah, that's true. All right, thanks.
I can see that.
Let's go to Eric in Orange. Good morning, Eric. Welcome to the
bum chick was hotter than Kirsten Dunst. I know that much without even seeing her.
Eric, hi.
Good morning.
What it do?
Kevin and Dean, Lisa May, and the awesome Psycho Mike.
Hey, dude.
Wow. Hi, Eric.
Ooh, we got a gay guy on the line. Go ahead.
Psycho Mike love.
Okay. Can't really tell you what company I work for, but I'm a meter reader.
Okay.
And I...
and you just got
you
shot.
You just got lost.
Oh, man, I heard you.
He said, how are you there? He says he's a utility worker, and he saw an old man doing calisthenics naked. And his phone went away.
The phone does a favor.
The phone does a favor.
Yeah. That is not good.
Even the phone said, why are they putting this call in the air? I'm just going to stop working now.
Kevin, why do you top the woman who's masturbating on Sunset Boulevard? Why do you try to top
her with a guy with an old lady with calisthenics, old man with calisthenics?
You're the only person on this planet that can't make fun of me for that. Mister,
I just say it
one day,
though.
Too many every
today.
Day.
Wow, look at the time, guys.
Kevin, goddammit.
Sorry. Kat Corbett's coming up next.
Well, let me thank all of our guests on today's Kevin and Bean Show, including Jiggy himself. John Sebastian Jiguera, of course, is going to be in goal for your Anaheim Ducks in Detroit. That game is going to be tomorrow afternoon at 4:30. You can watch it on the Versus channel. By the way, Ralph, you weren't in the room for this earlier today.
No, I wasn't.
But Kevin is Rain Man when it comes to one thing. He's like the retarded guy who can't do anything. He's actually functionally illiterate, but he has one thing that he can do, like those kids that can count coins when you throw them on the ground.
Right.
Name any channel on DirecTV, and he'll tell you what the number is of the channel.
Oh, we don't have time for that.
He's a TV savant. Today, wow. We're talking about the Versus channel, which I guess used to be Outdoor Life Network. Right. And he's like, 608, 608, 608, 608, wow. Shell 608.
Wow, right?
I'm like, how does Kevin know this?
Impressive.
And I've done that in the past, too. I don't know how those stick, but they do.
Yeah, bathwater burn baby.
Serious. I don't know what that means. It's freaky, though. So anyway, congratulations to the Ducks, and good luck with round three, I should say. Also, thanks
Sci-fi
to actor
channel.
Zach.
Sci-fi channel.
I don't watch that.
Also, thanks to Zach Braff for joining us. His new film is in theaters tomorrow. Looks very funny, called The X. And, of course, there's an all-new Scrubs at the very convenient time of 9:23 tonight on NBC, if you want to check that out, until 10:01. No thanks to Kyle Vincent from freeparis.org. Please don't go to that site. And thanks to Joe Rogan for joining us. He'll be doing some stand-up tomorrow night and Saturday at the Hermosa Beach Comedy and Magic Club. You can go to comedyandmagicclub.com for the very funny Joe Rogan.
Tomorrow morning we have, from Heroes, Greg Rundberg. He's the guy who can listen to other people's thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. We got the movie beat tomorrow. It's Friday morning. Why are people beating up emo kids tomorrow? Harold Perrineau from 28 Weeks Later is on the program tomorrow. And
you're not against beating up emo kids. You just want to know why they're
why
getting beat up,
happening.
Right?
And okay. K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2007.
Oh, my God. Sweet.
Sorry. I got a little confused there.
Mike, we'll need that first thing tomorrow morning, a brand new moment with, all right?
207.
Come on.
That was a getter.
Yay, Kevin! Woo-hoo for all Kevin!
All right.
Yay. All right, Kev.
Woo!
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Tool. Part of 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock with Kat Corbett coming up next. Also, Smashing Pumpkins, Army of Me, Jimmy World 311, Linkin Park, and more right after this on K-Rock.